Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Members of this committee have accused me of providing false information when I responded to questions about the IRS processing of applications for tax exemption. I have not done anything wrong.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Lois Lerner has not done anything wrong. There she is, in your face, telling you that. And of course, now all the memos have come out. Well, a small portion of memos have come out. They're blocking 90% of them coming out. And it shows that they were premeditatedly under White House orders persecuting people for their pro-America, pro-liberty ideas. This is the essence of oppression, the essence of tyranny, the essence of criminality. And now she's perjured herself, because it doesn't matter. If you take the fifth, that means you don't talk. Whatever you say, though, in the testimony is then admissible, and it is perjury to Congress, a felony. That's open and shut, ladies and gentlemen. I take the fifth, but I did not murder that person, and then it turns out you murdered them. Or I take the fifth, I was not part of the bank robbery, and then they release footage of you part of the bank robbery. You have committed perjury. Oh, but instead, she is reportedly going to get millions of dollars over the next decade, hundreds of thousands a year of taxpayer money stolen from citizens as her pension. So she has pulled the ripcord on her golden taxpayer-funded parachute. And you read the memos that came out a few weeks ago. It's, I'm so scared of these Tea Parties. They're so evil criticizing us. We've got to shut them down. They're scary. They're not allowed to do that in America. These people are just these ninnying authoritarians that we all bow down to, that we all begin groveling to. So we're going to be going over some of that today. And speaking of only 10% of the documents being released, here is a CNS News report. IRS has produced only 10% of docs responsive to demand by Congress. Well, you know why? Even the ones they've released have got them, you know, saying Obama wants this handled. He's very angry at the Tea Party. This is his wish. Because the underling, she was over the tax-exempt group, one of the top IRS people, were like, oh, really? This is pretty illegal. I mean, Nixon got in trouble for this. He only had a couple hundred people on the list. This is thousands. These are dangerous, scary people. Toilet safety police. Shoes off. Pants off. I mean, this is what they're up to. And we make jokes about it. These people are larcenous. And she needs to be sued civilly. Because here's the big issue. You're not going to see the mafioso, Mr. Brainwash the American People, Eric Holder of Fast and Furious and all the other cover-ups going on. You're not going to see him prosecute her now. So she now escapes with all the loot. And she had said that she was not going to resign ever. Ever, ever, ever. She was proud of herself. And I have done nothing wrong. We did not target the Tea Party or pro-life groups. That's such a lie. How dare you lie about me? And I'm going to lie because I take the fifth. Taking the fifth means I come up here and lie to you. That's the new Fifth Amendment. I get on the stand and I tell you lies. I didn't order anybody to target these groups. How dare Congress say I did that? How dare anybody? These people are liars. And then meanwhile, she gave the order. But it doesn't matter because she's simpering. And so it's okay. I mean, it's like Ted Turner said yesterday, women should run everything. Of course, they do run things in many respects. Look at Bloody Mary. Look at, who's the lady that bathed in blood over in Transylvania? What was her name? I mean, you know, there have been a lot of women running things, and they run the UN, and they're running the Syria war right now, and they're running the persecution of free speech. So
the answer is more women. I tell you, the Tea Party is a scary. I want to shut down right now. We'll be right back.
This
will now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, the 24th day of September 2013 worldwide broadcast. We are going to be joined by the former agent, a senior agent with the Secret Service, to give us his take on the Naval Yard shooting and what just happened over in Nairobi, Kenya. Dan Bongino will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then Jim Mars, investigative journalist, will join us with a major whistleblower. Jim Mars, when he called me this weekend wanting to give us this exclusive, was actually catching his breath and hyperventilating. Something I've never heard him do before, over Tosh Plumlee joining us coming up in the third hour today. And I'll give you a bigger description of that coming up. So you'll definitely want to tell your friends and family to tune in to the third hour of the worldwide transmission today, whether you listen on AM and FM affiliates, XM, the internet at Infowars.com, or whether you listen on WWCR, Global Shortwave, or other ways that are out there as well. Okay, where to start here today? The top story on Infowars.com probably needs to have a breaking added to the front of it and needs to be red-linked, because I walked in this morning when I saw him working on this and I said, I hadn't thought about this and I haven't seen anybody else report this. And so we are breaking this right now. And the reason this is important, the story Kit Daniels just posted 10 minutes ago to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the reason this is important is this is the type of thing that will kill Obamacare. As people find out it's going to cost them an extra $7,800 a year, the Congressional Budget Office is now saying in the first year as it begins to be implemented starting next week. Extra $7,000 a year. And it's set to go up even more because the insurance companies wrote it to make you pay for it. I mean, if you've got a controlled market and you've got to buy something and the Supreme Court has ruled it's a tax, Katie, bar the door. And of course, as you know, that's just one of the little nightmare facets of it. And they're not letting people see what their insurance shopping choices are in the limited choices they give you. Kind of like at a prison mess hall, you've got choice between rotten horse meat and, you know, rotten beef or something, or stinking beans or stinking rice. I mean, you've got, I guess, a couple choices. You can drink rotten milk or you can drink stale orange juice. I don't know. But they won't let you know until the day it's implemented. And that's because the Obamacare bill is thousands of pages long, tens of thousands in addendums and riders, as you know. Last time I heard, the final bill was over 10,000 pages. In fact, guys, look that up, see if my memory serves. The point is, it was a big bill written by special interest. NAFTA was 30-something thousand pages. And it's written so all the big insiders are exempt, like Congress and the big companies and the rest of them. It's designed so small and medium corporations have to implement it as a handicap to them. Obamacare regulations are 8 times longer than the Bible. That's CNS News. And then how many pages is it actually? It's 10,516 pages, and that's in small print. So my memory served. We just do a little test here on the air to make sure I'm being accurate, because I'm so neurotic about being accurate that I test my memory, which sometimes is wrong. And, of course, it was wrong there. It was 10,000-plus pages. I just said 10,000. So people are now learning about the full horror, and they don't want you to know how it's going to be implemented fully until it hits you. Kind of like if I was trying to run somebody over, I wouldn't want them to know I was trying to run them over until it was too late. So they want to have you dead politically, and it's already hit you like a freight train so that you can't politically get involved to stop its implementation. They want to just go ahead and run you over immediately and get that over with as quickly as possible. Kind of like the last five versions of the immigration bill under Bush and Obama. Senator Sessions, God bless him, always ends up leaking it, and they say he violates Senate rules. It's secret bills. Secret bills. And whenever you get the bill, it legalizes felons and actually gives them money. That's in the news now, again, in the fifth or sixth. The fifth or it's the sixth version, because Obama's had two versions. So Bush had four, Obama's had two. Excuse me. It's six versions. The sixth version is the exact same one, the first one Bush tried to get passed 8 years ago. Was it 9 years ago? Time is just flying. So it is the exact same thing, just like Romney Care, written by the insurance companies and banks, then becomes Obamacare. It's the same people running the puppet politicians. It's just with Obama, his cult-like followers will do anything under the cult belief that he really cares about them, while he absolutely rips them off and cons them and pimps them out. They love it. They love it. I see so many. I'm even seeing more Obama stickers in Austin than I used to. Like, I saw twice yesterday, Obama 2012, their new stickers, like, hey, we won, we're winners. We the bosses, to quote the movie Hop. And Hillary 2016. And imagine, they really think Hillary cares about them. They really think Obama cares about them. And they really think they're winning right now. They really think that. And they're going to love this, too. The TSA has been found, on average, to be the most criminal, the most abusive, the most larcenous. I mean, I see articles of TSA agents being arrested every day for pedophilia, every day for rape, every day for child porn, every day for robbing people in the parking lot, every day for stealing prescription drugs out of people's bags. Every day they're being arrested. Every single day. They are, in fact, the last week they're having stings all over the country, busting just scores of TSA agents, robbing people, selling loot. TSA agents have testified to Congress that many TSA agents steal up to $1 million a year. They run fencing operations. They run hijacking operations of loot now that they're taking over port authorities, the Viper teams. You know, my dad worked on the railroad a couple years when I was a baby at night, and then went to dental school during the day, old-fashioned, hard-working American. And I remember he was retelling the story to my son and my daughters. We were on a fishing trip this weekend about how he would not steal televisions and stuff out of the trains at the big switchyard in Dallas. And he got the job because his it was nepotism. He was hardworking because his grandfather had been the head of a particularly important stretch of railroad, a railroad company. I won't even get into it. It was a small railroad, but he'd been the head of that. Well, he'd been the mayor, too, of that town, not Dallas, other town. That's all a side issue. Point is, he got that plum job. It was like a union job. And they wanted to kill him. They said, they carried guns, too. They said, listen, well, most of them were like former Vietnam Special Forces people. This was in like 1976, 1977. They said, we're basically going to kill you if you don't take some of this loot. It's like the Serpico story. He just said, look, I'm not going to, you know, just, I'm going to be a professional. I don't want to do this. And I know you've got sanctions from the top of what you're allowed to rob, because they'd have what they call documents coming in. Billions in cash would come in, too, to the Federal Reserve right there from all over the region. So they didn't hit that. They were told what they could rob. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this story. Actually, I don't even know how I just digressed off into this. The point is, he quit that job early and was an exterminator for the last year of dental school, because he could make good money doing that, in South Dallas. My dad was an exterminator in South Dallas the last year of dental school. But he had to quit that job because he went to higher-ups people. They just said, this is the way it is. But I mean, that's how America runs. And that was back in the 1970s. So that'll give you an idea about the TSA and the Viper teams. They're just robbing stuff everywhere with pleasure. Now, let's move along to the story up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that's breaking by Kit Daniels, that is in the Obamacare legislation and is now being implemented through the youth corps and the rest of it. You have highly untrained people, minimum wage coming, enrolling you and getting your social security numbers, driver's license, and data, saying they're from the federal government, basically bossing you into it. Just like with the census, it's getting you used to having the government agent come to your house. As Tony Montana calls them Chavanos. I don't know what that means, but he says it. I think it means tattletale. But here it is, door-to-door identity theft, likely under Obamacare. No, it isn't likely. It's like saying a bear goes potty in the woods. Navigators, as they're called, we just changed the subheadline, as the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats, as with the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As with the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. And they are going to go out and demand all your data at the door. The average American will probably defecate all over themselves when someone says they're from the government. They will bow down. I predict they'll start doing proctology exams like the Texas State Police are robbing people's wallets. I'm not kidding, by the way. The state police now, as an act of domination, are doing proctology exams all over the highways. In fact, show them video, black, white, they don't care what color you are. Two women, one glove, four orifices. They're hitting you hard. The head of the DPS says they're going forward. It's raping you is their mission. Now let's continue. Door-to-door identity theft, likely under Obama. They're now coming to your door. Similar to how the Transportation Security Administration attracts pedophiles with jobs providing easy access to children, Obamacare will attract identity thieves with jobs allowing them to go door-to-door to preach the virtues of Obamacare, extracting private information from Americans in their own homes. And then he's got examples of other bureaucrats, census people, you name it, that have used it to jack stuff.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, this article just broke. Kit Daniels is adding more examples to it. There's so many. Door-to-door identity theft, likely under Obamacare. As with TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. And there are countless examples of postal workers doing it, of police doing it. But now this is part of the national security force that Obama is talking about, of citizen spies, of FEMA workers coming to your door and then demanding your info to enroll you and bully you. Just like they have federal grants from Florida to Texas, from Georgia to New York, from Kansas to Oregon. I've seen articles where the feds pay to have checkpoints where the cops pull you over and go, we're going to take a flesh sample. Because you can just easily, without cutting somebody, take a swab of their cheek tissue. That's some of the biggest and easiest to pull cells. And then if the intimidation works, they then take blood. And the cops are paid double time. They're paid double their average hourly, you know, calculated wage under the federal grants. And most people grovel in fear and do it. A nation of free people. The American flag is not a man bent over grabbing his ankles, folks. I mean, that is not what makes a free people. I know you've been taught that. I know people think that rolling over to King George, rolling over to Prince John, rolling over to every tyrant is what makes a free society. It is not the case. You were not born into a nation where the police talk to you like a drill sergeant and you're a new private cadet. This is not how free societies work. This is how tyrannies work, where the criminals want to secure their takeover. And so under Obamacare, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is implementing a Navigator program, which provides millions of dollars to nonprofit groups. This is going to be Acorn and similar type groups nationwide to hire navigators who will advise Americans on their Obamacare health options based on sensitive information provided. And remember what happened with the Veritas Project. They would walk into Acorn after Acorn office going, here's my underage whore. I need to run game with more underage children. And they're like, we're ready to work with you. Just like, I mean, this is hardcore, folks. They're taking over. It's their country. Illegal aliens are released. Gangbangers with guns are released as long as they're working for the big Chicago mob that's taken over America. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chicago Business School are running the gangs. They're running the narcotics. It's come out in the news. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $378 billion in 2 years of heroin and cocaine money. It's brought in. It's given to your kids who then rob your purse, rob the neighbors to go pay the gangbanger the money that's passed up the line directly into the big bank's cash box. And they are taking us down hardcore, and they're having victory. And they're jacking the water with fluoride. They're jacking the food. They're jacking the air with chemtrails. The cancer rates, the neurological disorders are off the chart. They're just murdering everybody. And it's working really good. So go watch some football this Sunday, baby. You're going to love it. You people like tyranny. You like losing your jobs. You like losing your family. You like your kids strung out on hard drugs. The government's going to make sure your daughter mainlines smack this weekend for the first time. And 6 months from now, she's going to be running tricks on the street to make sure that money goes right back into the bank. And you love it because you're a big, tough man. You're going to go watch football this weekend while your daughter's whoring down the street to give money to the CIA. Because you're land of the free. You're home of the brave. You're USA, 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 USA,
USA.
Yeah!
USA, USA, USA.
The people that think they're free.
USA.
People that... But here, I'll tell you, who are the enemies of these criminals? People that know tyranny's taken over, know the Federal Reserve's private, know it's a drug dealing operation, know we're run by a bunch of foreign powers, know we've been captured and occupied, know what's happening. We're armed with information. We're armed with the Second Amendment. We're moving forward to warn people about how much trouble we're in. And you better believe in every Homeland Security manual that's public. They badmouth our founding fathers. They badmouth private property. They badmouth the family. They badmouth everything that can stand against their total criminal takeover. Now, you better wake up out there and realize how much trouble we're in. We are in an emergency situation. And I pray to God above that your eyes be open, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, that all you arrogant, self-serving, worldly people be knocked off your horse to the ground and struck with the truth to awaken and be given a fire in your belly, a fire in your bones to resist tyranny wherever you find it. Here's the good news, though. As things get worse and worse, everybody's going to remember what we said, and everybody's going to see it all come to pass, and then the Great Awakening's going to happen. Stay with us! They love you.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Give up all your rights to the government. It's run by good people. They really want to help you and your family. They have a desire to do good things and build nice things. They want to help all the good people be free. They don't have an instinct to enslave and kill. So just lay down your arms. Lay down your weapons. Curl up under the black wings of a new world order and prepare for the gift. Prepare for the love of the world government. Prepare for all of the gifts. We are back live. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's time to go insane and love Obama. It's time to love big government and realize everything comes from it. If you've got a business, you didn't build it. If birds are singing, it's because of government. If the sky is blue and the planets spin through the heavens, it is because of Nancy Pelosi. Don't you realize that? And anyone that stands against it is a dangerous piece of filth, just like Lois Lerner said, who took the Fifth Amendment and then went on to say she hadn't spied on anybody and hadn't persecuted anybody. And now all her orders from Obama are public and she's not going to prison because the Justice Department is captured and held by a mob don. A man that gives public speeches about brainwashing the public. Because he's Eric Holder. He knows best. He's going to teach you. And everyone falls to their knees in fear and bows to him because that's the American way. Oh, yes, whatever you say, Master, whatever you want, we give in to you. Our souls are timid. We bow to the biggest pile of garbage we can find. We instinctively believe that when we give in to tyranny, we're empowered, even though history and all common sense shows that's the worst, most horrible course, and that cowards should fight tyranny if they had any idea, but they don't even have the stomach to be men and show what they fear will be visited upon them. So close your eyes, look deep inside, go insane, ladies and gentlemen, and submit to the New World Order. They love you. They're there to help you. Drink extra fluoride water. Take all the shots. Eat all the GMOs. Eat all the Lucky Charms. And support the drug war publicly run by the drug dealers themselves. Oh, it's not enough to ship the drugs in. They want to then catch you with what they sold to you and put you in one of their private prisons owned by banks that publicly bring in the drugs. I mean, it's so elementary. It's for our safety. And then there's all the crime involved with drugs. So they've got to expand all the paramilitary forces to counter that when in truth they're just corralling the domesticated crime culture they've created. And they have MTV and movies glorify the drug dealers. So all the idiot young people go and become drug dealers to supply the fodder for the system to go out into the streets. As Jim Morrison said, the streets are fields that never die. Oh, they're just harvesting your children, harvesting your money, your house being robbed. They want to take the guns from all the cities like Chicago, New York, and D.C. and L.A. so that the criminals can rob your house every week to harvest. They want to harvest your property, harvest your daughters, harvest your sons, harvest everything. They can't harvest you because you're armed. And they so badly want to harvest you because it's the journey of harvesting this Grim Reaper government we have. Harvesting your innocence with the television trying to corrupt your children. Harvesting your mind. Harvesting your health. Harvesting you. Just like they harvest your organs when you go into the hospital with no problem and they just strap you down and take what you got because some rich guy wants them that day and needs them. Oh, yeah, they don't just kill people that can be revived. They kill people all the time. Because why not? You don't know how evil they are. You're blind to them. They rule you. But if you just open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and see the enemy, then you'd understand why I'm so freaked out. Because every day I got to sit there looking at them, knowing who they are, knowing what they stand for, knowing all their tricks, knowing all their games, and watching you just lay down to these wolves so they can tear your guts out while you're still alive. That's how a wolf likes to eat a sheep. You know they like to eat a sheep? They like to grab them in the back legs a few times, wound them, hurt them, get them down on the ground, bite them up a little bit more, and then they like to eat their guts out while they're alive. Wolves like the blood splattering in their mouth while they eat the offal inside the intestines. And I sit there watching all the children they're giving autism, the children they're maiming as they just tear, chopping their heads off would be nicer, but instead they want to just tear the guts out of them and suck their parents dry, just like the bullets were designed, the 223, to wound somebody and hurt them really bad so that they would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of and create a moral breakdown in the society. That's the same thing. They just want to wound you, make sure it kills you, but takes a few decades so they can suck all that spiritual pain out. The money's only for their mercenaries low down, but at a satanic level, it's all the sacrificing those children. They don't like just aborting babies and selling their bodies for medical experiments. They like taking your child and wrecking their whole future and paralyzing them and brain damaging them and hurting them. They love it. John P. Holder revels in his power as he writes books about what he does to your family. He loves, imagine, psychopathic, diabolical scum directly out of the crack of hell, directly out of the night circle, just ruling over everything right now, just savagely tearing everything to bits, and you're begging for it. You're begging and submitting. You're kneeling with pleasure so your body can be savaged, your mind can be savaged. Ah, man, it makes me angry. Get the enemy off the screen. Thank you. What I do, ladies and gentlemen, is give you the spectacle of what the enemy really is. As best I can, as desperate as I can, I try to show you with my theatrical skills, channeling, in a turn of phrase, the enemy's mind. And that's who they are. They are ravenous beasts going about howling to see who they may devour. Why does the Bible say the devil is a beast? Going about howling, roaring to see who he may devour. You know why? Because when you roar, people that are under your spell fall down. They roar and we fall down instead of the animating contest of liberty. What's the exact Bible verse? The devil goes about roaring, seeing who he may devour. The Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. Kill. That's always the number one mission. Steal so they can destroy you. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That witch. And let's cue up that clip. Lois Lerner going, how dare you? I take the fifth and I didn't do anything. That isn't taking the fifth.
Members of this committee have accused me of providing false information when I responded to questions about the IRS processing of applications for tax exemption. I have not done anything wrong.
That's right. You just went after tens of thousands of groups and individuals and told pro-lifers what they could pray and engage in Soviet-style attacks, and you are a vicious, arrogant sack of maggot filth who thinks you can just perch on us with your giant, scrofulous, you know, tail feathers spread over everyone, perched on us like a mix between Baphomet and Medusa. We see you, and we absolutely know who you are, maggot. You are a maggot of hell. You are an abuser. You are an authoritarian witch. You are a disgrace. You are a perjurer. You are a liar. You are a persecutor of the good. You are a monster. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I don't think that, is that a King James? That's the New International. Do the King James. It's seeing who he may devour. Because if Jason busts in your door, you're taught to fall down and grovel and then crawl backwards on your hands and your legs going, instead of going, wow, somebody with a knife. I get to fight for my life. I get to really be alive. I get to defend myself. I get to take down evil. They don't try to pick up a chair and smash it across Jason's head. They don't try to fight back. They just fall down in the woods and kick and crawl, begging, please don't hurt me. I'm so scared of Saudi Arabian intelligence. I'm so scared of the CIA. I'm so scared of the pot-bellied pedophile TSA. I'm so scared of King George III. I'm so scared of Santa Ana. I'm not scared of any of you. You can all go right back where you came from, and we all know where that is, filth. You are stacks of garbage who cannot produce anything, do not love beauty or honor or goodness or God. You just go around trying to wreck everything. You're ugly. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to be around you. That's why you're on these big taxpayer-paid jets and red carpets and media worshiping you all day, because you're hollow, nothing, scumbag, narcissist, and you know your failures. From the moment you got consciousness and were animated by the spirit you follow, you know your failures, and that's why you hate goodness, because you know what scum, pathetic, cowardly, disgusting, maggot-infested spiritual trash you are. Excuse me. I start getting really mad, folks, when I think about all these Obama bureaucrats already going to people's doors under FEMA Corps, the rest of it. The power trips they're on, super weak, pathetic nobodies, arrogantly getting off on their plastic badges and ordering you to fill out their census that's totally illegal on record, and just all of it. And now armies of them, door-to-door identity theft, likely under Obamacare. Under the Obamacare, the Department of Health and Human Services, the people that did all the secret testing, killing people, is implementing a navigator program which provides millions of dollars. These are the same folks that make sure every county and city puts fluoride in the water. To nonprofit groups nationwide to hire navigators, like Acorn, who will advise Americans on their Obamacare health options based on sensitive information provided. Yeah, that's right. They're also going to already have your info. I forgot that part. I mean, what's wrong with Acorn having your... Yeah, I'm here with my underage whore and a runner. I want to run some kids in the third world for sex slavery. Oh, yes, sir. We're going to come on in. You're with us. I mean, that's who these... I mean, I'm telling you, folks. They know it's their time now. It's their country. Let's continue. This sensitive information includes Social Security numbers, income levels, and they threaten you and go, it's the law. It's the law. They were priming you with the census. Income levels, employment history, and home addresses, all of which are more than enough to steal Americans' identities for complete access to their credit and financial resources. And then out of the crisis that causes, they'll come out with biometrics. And the final biometric is going to be a brainwave. Toyota's already coming out with that in their cars next year, a brainwave that oh, we know it's you, Alex Jones. Vehicle activated. And people are like, oh, I've got the new voice activation, baby. Look at how cool I am. Oh, my gosh, Donnie, you're so cool. They always make being a slave the newest style, and everybody wants it. In a September 20th letter to DHS, the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce asked the department to respond to its concerns. No media has picked this up, and this is 4 days old. We're breaking it. Over the rushed implementation of its Navigator program, including plans by nonprofit groups to run pimp game, to engage in enrollment activities that increase the likelihood of fraud or abuse. In fact, the headline ought to be House Warns, Bombshell, House Warns of Identity Theft Under Obamacare. Acorns-type groups to be given your personal data. Red alert, red alert. And they're coming. Boy, you got to love it. But you know, everything's okay. The article's up on Infowars.com. We're going to send it out on Twitter. Real Alex Jones, please retweet it out to everyone you know. I don't know why the writers, their top stories, they've not been tweeting those out. I noticed I had to tweet a Don Salazar's article out about how California's trying to ban all hunting right now. Just like Europe and even some South American countries have done. And, of course, you know who's lobbying for it, the big factory farms. They want you domesticated, not just the chickens they've got in their little concentration camps. Side issue, folks. Everything's okay, though, because the White House dossier is reporting that Bill Clinton is going to go out and he's going to sell Obamacare to everybody. He'll take care of it. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Obamacare is a free thing for you because we love you. I don't work for big offshore money launderers and drug dealers and groups openly that run white slavery rings or anything, even though I do on record. I didn't steal almost all the money from the charities I run on record. I need a wide body jet and red carpets and hookers delight. Thanks for paying for all that, you filth. No, I really care about you. I'm the first black president. I mean, come on, folks. But people are like, I like the twinkly-eyed little guy with the frosty hair, like a demonic I don't know what he is, a demonic Easter bunny with his ears cut off or something. I mean, an evil Santa Claus with his beard cut off. And he's going to bring you treats, kids. I don't even know what to say anymore at this point.
I'm coming for you, everybody. Listen, the Republicans are going to lie to you about this, all of it. You're going to love this deal.
And remember, they told you nobody's going to part-time under this. Tens of millions are being put to part-time. There's poor people don't have money taken out of their payroll tax. Payroll taxes on anybody working, annihilating everybody. Economy shutting down. They're like,
it's all right. Come to us. We got welfare for you. By the way,
have you noticed a bunch of states are announcing under federal auspices they're going to start forced labor for people that get welfare? You understand that. That's the plan. Bankrupt everything, and then all of us work for the government or private companies that have a government contract, and so we go out and work for them. Even if we have a job, national compulsory service, compulsory volunteerism. Of course, that's Orwellian. Volunteering means you volunteer, but the new compulsory volunteerism that the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now the Chicago boss, said, you will do this. They've got to bankrupt America. And your kid will come home, it's already happening, in the red top and black pants, and threaten to report on you. That's actually in the news. I predicted this years ago. Now, don't talk bad to Billy. He's part of Homeland now. That's right. That's right. And so you got to put up with all these snot-nosed kids. I mean, that's when you know your country's in real trouble. My wife went out to a marathon in Waco a few weeks ago. She even got photos and sent to my phone. She's got to resend them because my mom was playing on my phone and thought it was her phone and kept putting the code in and wiped it, and I hadn't backed it up in months. But I got to call my wife and get her to send you guys an email, all those photos. She shot some videos, too. They had kids in black tops and combat pants bossing people around and running checkpoints. I mean, we actually have Yugen now, and my wife politely asked about it, and some guy told her, shut up, some adult. You scum Americans, you don't ask questions about homeland. Yeah, they're going to take everything we got. And they want a civil war. They want to come to our houses and murder us and our families. But they're not going to be able to. You know, I'm really trying to not go into these crazed rants because I'm working on the Obama deception too. The film was behind schedule. The crew's doing a great job, but I just get so drained by nighttime that I can't make all the proper decisions and got so much video and so many interviews, and the film's really powerful. But I'm going to have to live up here now. I'm going to get this out by December 1st. And I just think about how these criminals are taking over, what they're setting up, how they're trying to bankrupt us. They admit that under Cloward and Piven. Sociological plan they're following. And it really makes me mad. So I'm just desperately here really getting on people and laughing at people because the New World Order is laughing at you. And I want new listeners because I found laughing at people seems to get their attention to realize exactly what's going on. These predators are eyeing you and your family and ripping you off 100 different ways and making you think they're there to help you. And most people that work for the system don't even understand how all this works. It's very, very frustrating. I want to tell you about some of the news that's coming up in the next hour. I kind of went off the rails and only covered one big story. There is a lot of it. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. First off, it is essential that we try to take better care of ourselves health-wise. I know for over a decade, all I did was work and quit working out, didn't care about myself because I was sure they were going to imprison me or set me up or kill me at any time because I got so many death threats and been physically attacked and stuff. And then one of my friends, Tommy Pallotta, he said, you know, they don't need to kill you, man. You're going to kill yourself thinking like that by the way you're living. That was great advice he gave me. And I said, well, Tommy, I go ride my bike a couple times a week. I go, and he goes, that's not enough. He's right. Since then, I've lost like 40 pounds. It's taken me years. Well, I tell you, it's easy to put it on. It's hard to take it off. But one of the biggest things you can do out there is get the incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, non-GMO organic certified, right there on the site. You can get it discounted with free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. We have the Pollen Burst Plus. It's just an amazing, healthy energy drink. Go look at all the listings. It's got the Alex pack up there that's discounted, and all the purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsHealth.com or call 888-789-9277 if you want to ask any questions or order online or sign up as a distributor for $10 and get big discounts. 888-789-9277. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. You can link through there to InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also, at InfoWarsStore.com, find the ProPure water filtration systems that are the best gravity-fed stainless steel system out there. It's what I and my family use. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. So you already get the lowest price and support a hardcore organization, 110% dedicated to, well, a collision course with the New World Order. That's what we're dedicated to. I was thinking about it this morning. It's just such a good feeling to have no fear. And just be committed. As long as we defeat the enemy, that is all that I want. Oh, I absolutely love fighting these people. I can see them, and we're going to get our hands around their neck politically. I can feel the will of humanity rising, as it's always done as things get really bad. It's always darkest before the dawn. Please support us. The t-shirts, the books, the films, hundreds of amazing items, incredible prices, and it supports what we're doing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, next hour coming up, We're going to have Mr. Bongino, the senior Secret Service agent, who is an expert on hostage situations, to talk about the last few mass shootings we've seen, from the Naval Yard to what's happening over with Al-Qaeda in Kenya. And then up to 3 American teenagers were involved in the Mall massacre. Yeah, it's got CIA written all over it. Kenya foreign minister says men age 18 and 19 from Minnesota were among the gunmen. But a British Marine with a handgun that he had off duty there was able to stop 100 people being killed. One armed good guy. That's all coming up as well. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Now into hour number 2. Coming up at the start of the next segment, we're going to have Dan Bongino on, former head of international security with the Secret Service. He would head up operations when the president would go overseas. He's going to give us his take on the Naval Yard shooting and also the situation in Kenya. And then Jim Mars with breaking news. We had an article yesterday he wrote exclusively for Infowars.com, giving you kind of a foretaste. But he's got a big whistleblower who says he's gotten old enough where he doesn't care. He's being called to testify to Congress. Fox News must listen to the show, because Friday I barely mentioned Jim Mars and this connection to Benghazi. And Fox News called him 2 hours after. They're on the ball on this Benghazi thing. I mean, they are listening to this show. I mean, I already know that from insiders there, but we get him first. Tosh Plumlee. I hate to even mention who's coming on, because they might get to him and shut him up. In fact, I don't even believe where he's going to be doing the show from. But the point is that big whistleblower, big Iran-Contra figure, he's going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. But he's not going to be with a cell phone, probably 10, 15 minutes is all he can do. They contacted me. Well, actually, Jim did, and then I kind of assholed around and didn't tell the guys when I wanted him on, so we got him on today. Instead of getting him on maybe tomorrow, we could get him at his house from a phone. So he's actually going to be at work, but we'll see how that goes. That's coming up. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. If you just joined us, I'm hopping mad over this and actually went into a conniption earlier. Door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. As with the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. And then I was reading the House committee that warned Obama about this on the 20th in a letter to the Health and Human Services. The U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce said they're worried about groups like Acorn that are going to be given the contracts and giving people's social security numbers. And by the way, this has been out 4 days and we're breaking it. And I cannot come up with a headline hardcore enough. The corruption is so open, so ridiculous, so off the charts. Do I have to describe to people that now your medical info and your personal info, they're going to have these citizen squads, this national security service just as big and just as strong as our military, to quote Obama, that are Democratic Party goons given government power, just like the attorney general's gone to the churches and told them that as long as they're anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-family, do whatever they want, here's government money, government-run churches, faith-based initiatives that started under Bush. How bad that is to have now these power-tripping people with bureaucratic power coming to your door going, I'm here from the Obama administration and Health and Human Services to make sure you've been enrolled, to make sure you're part of it. You know you've got to be part of it to color of law them. I mean, thank goodness I live in the country behind two fences. But I don't. Sometimes the census people climb over. And I can just see it, because I've had this before with some knucklehead threatening me to fill out the whole census. And I'm like, two people live here at the time, me and my wife. I didn't have kids yet. Two people live here. I was in 2000. I said, two people live here, and I've already filled it out and told you that. The law you state is only for the top two questions. That's for congressional apportionment. The zit-faced moron did nothing against zit-faced people. You know what I mean? The 20-year-old kid did not know what that meant. Started, he goes, you see this? You can be indicted. I said, you can be indicted for threatening to arrest me. If you go get the feds, have them come get me, get off my property right now, you piece of trash. I wish I would have filmed that, because I tell you. And then I walked outside to see him off, and he was parked in the middle of the street like he was God.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, into the second hour of worldwide broadcast. Some of the top stories up on Infowars.com. Breaking: door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Acorn and other groups to be given federal powers. I'm not making this up. The House 4 days ago wrote a letter to Obama saying you're going to give them everybody's personal data and they're going to come and basically intimidate you and say, hey, you're supposed to have it. Do you have it? This is really authoritarian. It's so insane, I can't even believe it. Here's another one. We have video of this coming up at the bottom of the hour after our guest leaves us. State of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. And on TV, the deputy attorney general says, because people then won't want to take their antidepressants. We told you. He was reportedly on three of them, is what family has said. Three of them. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, of course, the Navy Yard shooter, it's now turned out, reportedly was on a bunch of stuff as well. Continuing here, off-duty soldier armed with handgun saves 100 lives during mall siege. You will not hear that in the U.S. press. It was a British Royal Marine off duty, and it looks like was not supposed to be carrying the handgun, but still did it. Smart guy. So he reportedly saved really over 100 people. Islamic terror groups are killing Christians all over the world, and Obama wants to ally with them. That's coming up. It's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And now a London Guardian top reporter has come out and called for the United Nations to disarm all Americans. And it's called for the UN to basically invade America, says the world cannot stand idly by. That's a quote. Just to show you what the UN treaty is all about. And then Lois Lerner, who said, I take the fifth, the head of the tax-exempt section of the IRS, one of the top five people, and then she went on to say, I did nothing wrong. I didn't go after anybody. We didn't do this. It's not true. You don't take the fifth and then go testify. She perjured herself. I don't have to be a lawyer or a cop to know that. We've interviewed a lot of constitutional lawyers, but I know the law. I'm going to ask a guy about the law right now and get his take if he thinks I'm wrong. Then we're going to get into what he's a real expert on, running the international unit for the president when the president would go overseas. And he obviously quit famously a few years ago. Or last year, because he could no longer go along with the anti-American stuff he saw being spewed. He's got a book that's already going up the charts. It's not even out yet, but you can get it at Amazon pre-order. Life Inside the Bubble. And, of course, he is a Secret Service, former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who, working full-time in the Newark Police Department, he completed both his bachelor's and master's degree in psychology during his tenure as special agent with the U.S. Secret Service. Dan Bongino completed his second a graduate degree, a master's of business administration at Penn State University, where he tested the top of his class. And he proudly joined the Secret Service in 99. And you can go to Bongino.com. He's one of our favorite guests. What a great patriot. And we appreciate him having time to be with us. When his book's officially out, I want to read it and get him back on to tell some of the stories that are in it. But before we get into the Nabal shooting, is why we wanted to get you on, and now the Benghazi part two with the Al-Qaeda people in Nairobi, Kenya, and that situation. What do you make of Lois Lerner saying, I take the fifth, but I didn't do any of this? The fifth doesn't mean you go testify and then you don't get in trouble for perjury, right? The fifth means you shut up, correct?
Well, you know, Alex, not when you're one of the let-them-eat-cake, aristocratic, life-inside-the-bubble politicians that just knows all the insiders. I mean, if you and I were to do that, God forbid, Alex, that we, you know, you were being put on trial for something and you said, folks, I'm going to plead the fifth. But before I do it, let me just say, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. Thanks. See you later. You'd promptly be thrown in handcuffs and thrown back on the stand because you did not, in fact, plead the fifth. You gave testimony. But don't let that affect you, folks. Remember, when you're part of the political elite and you're in the new bourgeoisie, don't worry. You're connected. The president will save you. I mean, think about this, Alex. How disgusting is this? And by the way, thank you to your audience for their incredible support. I'm pretty flattered. Every time I'm on your show, my Facebook page gets like thousands of new likes. So, but I put a post up yesterday about this specific thing on my Facebook page, and I wrote in there that, isn't it amazing? I had to resign from the Secret Service, had to leave my benefits, my pension, everything behind, just to run for office in a free country because of the Hatch Act. Okay, that was the rule. This woman targets people like you and me and anyone else that has any kind of libertarian or small government leanings, targets you, admits to it, apologizes for it, gets a taxpayer-funded vacation since May, and now this woman gets a taxpayer-funded retirement? I mean, are we in the United States anymore? This is amazing.
Now, absolutely, you're an expert in this, but it looks like racketeering when you have an organization targeting individuals to violate their rights and auditing them, taking their money, telling churches what they can pray, persecuting, and then perjuring. Isn't that organized crime? I mean, in my view, studying a little bit of law, isn't it organized crime when a big, powerful organization gets together to deprive people of their money and their liberty and their freedom?
Well, you know, I'm glad you don't try to take the edge off this thing and play nice, because there's too many people doing that. And I said the last time I was on your show that you want to stop this tomorrow, you start bringing people out of there in handcuffs. You start pulling people out of there in handcuffs tomorrow for violating not one, not two, but three or four constitutionally protected liberties. You know, free speech, fair trial, due process, you name it. We can go down the line. I mean, Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1, you know, all legislative powers shall be vested in the Congress. Not really. All legislative powers seem to be vested wherever the president says so. I mean, the amount of violations, the stomping on the Constitution and the shredding of it in front of your very eyes, I'm telling you, like you just said, you want to stop this tomorrow, start putting on the bracelets. Start perp walking people outside of government buildings for doing this and do real investigations. This will stop tomorrow. But no one's got the guts to tell you that because everybody's all bought into this system. And unfortunately, you know, some on the Republican side as well who are just like, well, you know, there's a lot of fights out there right now. Maybe we should just, you know, let this one go. No, maybe we should. This is not what that flag represents or stands for.
Well, Dan Bongino, famous Secret Service agent who resigned over just the outrageous things he saw and is now coming out with a book, and he's also running for office. We're going to talk about that before you leave us, but I want to get into the whole situation first with the shooter and the tragedy there at the Naval Yard and the SWAT team being ordered to stand down. Now the ATF's not allowed in. Looks like a cover-up here. And then we've also got the situation with Obama connected to the radical Muslims in Kenya, and then Odinga, and then letting him in out of Somalia. I mean, this is really getting suspicious. I want to get your take on that. But just briefly, back to tyranny here. When criminals and when an attorney general who's guaranteed to not go after Lois Lerner get in there and are above the law and are untouchable, that's when you get a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao. And I really think we're getting to that point where at least she resigned, but with a golden parachute. If we don't start seeing some people get arrested for, I mean, Nixon had to resign. If the president doesn't resign when he's clearly gone way past Nixon, we've set precedents here that will end this country.
Right. And Alex, keep in mind, Nixon had to be pardoned. I mean, there was no pardon because there were no charges. And the joke of this whole thing is the Accountability Review Report, the ARB on Lois Lerner and the IRS scandal, and let's call it a scandal, exactly what it is, the near criminality that occurred in this thing, the criminality, was that in the report, they don't really say she did anything wrong. They dance, they do a little ballet around it, everything's nicely choreographed, and to this day, they're saying there was no targeting. Well, if there was no targeting, then why did the IRS apologize? I don't understand. They apologize to try to get out in front of this thing. And you're right. You said it. The fabric of a free, liberty-loving society and what has made us different throughout human history is the fact that everyone from the President of the United States of America to your congressman to the, a man or woman working his butt off for $10,000 a year has the absolute same constitutional protections under our law. Can you really say that now? Can you seriously look me in the eye? And I know your answer, but to your audience, can you look me in the eye and say, oh, yeah, that's the kind of country we live in now? Really? You sure about that? I'm not.
It's so creepy the way they persecuted people. This is real tyranny, like you read about in the Soviet Union, and now it's like, oh, business as usual, amazing. Shifting gears, Obama has said in two speeches, as you know now, we should restrict our guns. It's our fault that people died at the Navy Yard when this guy had security clearances. It was a victim disarmament zone with only MPs armed. And he's now calling the Fort Hood shooting non-terror, saying it's gun owners' fault that that guy, clearly with Al-Qaeda, did that. This is crazy.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was at a Second Amendment rally yesterday in Annapolis, my home state here in Maryland, and I ran into a few of your supporters. They had your bumper stickers out. You got a loyal audience out there. But at the rally, I brought up this exact point. I mean, folks, this argument is now getting absurd. No one is defaulting to the natural answer to this question. Why in God's name, and I mean that, I'm not using his name in vain, because you have a right to self-protection given you by God, not by bureaucrats, okay? Are we disarming our American military personnel on military bases we know are targets to become sheep for the wolves of society? Can anybody answer me that question again with a straight face? You go to two houses as a burglar, you want to break in, and you're armed. Do you go to the home with the sign on the front door that says, I can guarantee you this homeowner believes in liberal policies and does not have a gun? Or do you go to the next house that says, come in here, fire at your own will, because I'll shoot you first. We got a 12-gauge waiting for you? I mean, we laugh like, oh, that's a stupid question. No, it's not a stupid question. It's a very practical question. The gun control laws are myths. It's a mastery of the language. There's no such thing as gun control. It is a mythical argument promulgated by the left, who's absolutely determined to make your self-protection rights dependent on them and branches of the government that can't possibly do it. I love our cops. I love our military. I was a cop. But, Alex, I'll tell you, when you need one in 5 minutes, it's very rare they get there with in any less than 10. They're not there to protect you. They're there to enforce the law. That's a Supreme Court case. Everybody needs to understand that. This is a ridiculous argument. And like you said, these gun-free zones, I mean, this is just, I mean, it's beyond even reason anymore. It's only they're only gun-free for the good guys. What do you think, the sign stops the bad guys? They prey on, they actually target gun-free zones, and the bloodshed is going to continue until Americans wake up and find out the fact that you have a God-given right to protect yourself using the same means the wolves among us.
Well, look at how Obama is using the Inspector General and the Pentagon to block allowing military personnel who live on base to have firearms. So that's another gun-free zone. And then you have the act passed under Bush that they still haven't implemented, where retired law enforcement has a reciprocal concealed carry all over the country. I mean, this is just outrageous. These bureaucrats don't even trust the military. When the Secretary of Defense goes to Afghanistan, they take all the guns and all the ammo from them.
Well, Alex, look at my case. I was a Secret Service agent for 12 years, lead advance agent for the President of the United States in an active war zone in Afghanistan. I can't get a carry permit in Maryland right now. It's taken forever. They have a backlog of it. Not to mention the Secret Service, for some unknown reason, I'm probably on their pay no mind list because they don't like me speaking out, I would guess, still hasn't processed my paperwork for this. It's been almost a year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's be clear. You resign, upstanding, you know, guy, 4 degrees, all the rest of it, great family guy. You, who I know have been getting threats and stuff because you've been exposing Obama, you cannot have a gun to protect your family.
No, I can't get a concealed. No, in Maryland, it takes eons. It is rationing by time, and the Secret Service will not process my paperwork. It's taking forever. I put the paperwork in 6 months ago. I mean, I've gotten real legitimate threats from real people in very real jails that I arrested, documented threats on recording. People threatening me for investigating. This isn't some paranoia. This is the real world. I have two daughters. I mean, this is absolute. And keep in mind, Alex, if you just wanted to go be a lawbreaker and an outlaw and violate the law, take you 5 minutes to go get a gun. Go travel down to Glen Burnie down the road from where I live and pick up one off the street for $500. These people.
Listen, I can drive to a corner in East Austin right now and in 30 minutes buy anything I want. I have been in the bad parts of town before and had people try to sell me drugs and guns. I walked out one time of a grocery store and they got opened a trunk up and had guns right there.
Alex, it's a joke. I was a cop. I've never once arrested anyone for a gun crime that had the gun. Wait. Legally. Ever. Yet you arrest these guys with these Saturday night specials that'll kill you just as quickly. And you say to them, hey, you guys know there was a gun law against, concealed carry in New York? What? They don't care. They laugh. They think we're idiots. They think we are so stupid, disarming the civilian populace, taking away their liberty, their God-given liberty. While these guys, again, they prey on us like a bunch of sheep, and they laugh. They think this is ridiculous. These bourgeoisie, you know, lawmakers. Keep in mind, Alex, all protected by men with guns. I mean, the hypocrisy is so absurd.
I was reading. They've got 20 SWAT guys in three shifts a day, sometimes up to 40. At the Capitol, but then meanwhile, these guys want our guns, just like they're exempt from Obamacare. Let me ask you this, because you're running for Congress. I wonder if a congressman, once you're a congressman from Maryland, if you'll be able to have a gun. Probably then. Tell us about the campaign a little bit, then I want to shift gears over to WorldNet Daily, and others have confirmed Obama, through Odinga, his cousin, and others, have been funding the radical Muslims in Kenya and using that to fund the radical Muslims in other areas of Africa like Egypt. And what you think of the fact that our government's funding Al-Qaeda in Syria right now, that's finally mainstream news. First off, what's your take on that? And then we'll get into the Congress run.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, when are we going to learn? I mean, what is our success record on foreign interventions at this point? I mean, I have a vested interest in saying this, okay, to your listeners. This isn't some campaign slogan. You know, I'm not saying this to get a campaign donation from you, folks. I lost an uncle in Vietnam before I was even born. My mother's older brother. Changed our entire life. My mother was never the same. Neither was my grandmother. Ever. Ever the same. I mean, changed their lives for what? You know what took down, ultimately, is going to take down Vietnam? Capitalism. You know, we're involved in our success record is almost nil. And the sad thing is, that success record isn't paid for with electoral outcomes. It's paid for by the blood of real American men and women who died doing it. What are we doing? What are we doing over there? Do you even have an endgame? This president's foreign policy, arming Al-Qaeda rebels, al-Nusra in Syria? Are we kidding? What's the record of success with that one? 9/11? I mean, are we kidding? I don't understand, like, how a government full of supposedly bow-tie-wearing bureaucrats who are intelligent, have all these fancy degrees, come to the conclusion, sitting around a big wooden table, that this is a good idea. I mean, this is the problem when we elect out-of-touch people who don't live in the real world and eat foie gras for lunch and not oatmeal like I just had. It was good oatmeal, but I liked it. I mean, that's the point, folks. That's why we need citizen representatives who understand the economy, have an understanding of law, but don't have to be lawyers, who understand the bigger philosophical meanings to liberty, who understand the works of Soul and Bastiat, My Liberty Matters, because these fools just don't get it. I mean,
what they don't get is that the value is being virtuous and having freedom, and that's what builds great civilizations. They think their kleptocratic insider gangs of government and special interest is power, and you look at the seedy people and all the things they do, we are ruled more and more by kleptocratic criminals. But this is the issue, and Eisenhower warned of it. The military-industrial complex and the big foreign banks that own and control it, it's not good for American interest. It's not good for our name. It's not good for our debts. But it is good for the weapons manufacturers and the big banks that take over these countries after we bomb them into the Stone Age. That's why we're doing this, because it's good for the internationalists. That's why we're backing Al-Qaeda in Syria.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that's been my, you know, I run as a Republican, Alex, but that's been my problem with the Republican Party. I mean, I probably rail against them as much as I do the Democrats. That's been my beef, is that your government's bought and sold. And yeah, not to shamelessly plug this thing, but in my book, The Life Inside the Bubble, if you take a look at it, I'll get you guys an advance copy soon, you'll see that I write extensively about this, how your government's bought and sold on both sides. And there are some good people there, don't get me wrong. I know a few of them myself that I've met personally who are good people. But when I say a few, I mean a few. I mean, you can probably count on a couple of hands how many good people have. It's bought and sold. You have military interests. You have a finance interest. And you know, the real fight is not Republican-Democrat. It's not even libertarian versus liberal. The real fight is elitist versus populist. Do you believe your government should be a representative of popular appeal, constitutional republic? Or do you believe your government should be run by elitists, finance, military, industrial folks? I mean, that's the real fight, regardless of your party label. It's meaningless anymore because both sides have sold out. I've been through a campaign. I know how this works. That's why I rely on grassroots support. Now, I don't go chilling to people that I don't need it.
And Dan, I want to get into the campaign and see how that's going because we really want to get good libertarian constitutional type people in. I see a huge crop of great folks that if people just get behind them, we'll get into Congress. 2014 could be the year to really turn the tide. But 3 weeks ago, Judicial Watch, I don't know if you saw this, it was on Drudge, they got the documents where they're now teaching in the regular Army manual, and we have a copy of it, DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military, and they actually badmouth George Washington. Now, that's Twilight Zone.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, at the FBI manual, too. And I saw it when I was within the Secret Service, this political correctness. We would have to take these online training courses, you know, the one, click the link, and you got to sit through these tedious courses. Some of the stuff in these PowerPoints you would watch was just amazing. The political correctness, you know, we're not willing to call a terrorist, this general fear of if someone was an Islamic fundamentalist, not practiced Islam, is an Islamic a fanatic, then you couldn't say that. I mean, that. But you have to remember, Alex, as a criminal investigator, that's a very salient point. I mean, there's a very real penalty for this atmosphere of political correctness, and that investigations are going to go to die, and real people are going to suffer because you can't say, well, we're looking into this group in this specific area. Because we can't say they may be fanatics that practice.
The reason is the criminal black ops groups that are running our country are running these groups and plan on using them. They're protecting them. Dan Bongino, thank you so much for the time. In the 1 minute we have left, how is the campaign for what the 6th District of Maryland going?
Hey, we are rocking. Your supporters just piled into our donation site last time, so I appreciate it. They were all on our Facebook page. They're really active. You got a really loyal audience, and I appreciate the time, and I really appreciate your audience support.
And Dan, you're doing pretty good in the polls. I hope you win up there.
Yeah, we're going to win, my friend. We're going to win.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you Congressman Dan Bongino. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex. See ya.
All right, there you go, folks. We're getting back home when the book officially comes out, but that's a good guy. Really good guy. You can tell he has the fire of liberty burning in his gut and his mind. We need more of that because the tyranny is taking over. Okay? And these are real hardcore criminals we're fighting.
USA! 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 USA!
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to hear from listeners out there your take on Lois Lerner in her own memos. They've only released 10% of what Congress has ordered them to, and in the 10% they've released, it's her saying the Tea Party's dangerous, they're bad, we've got to stop them, we've got to go after them. They don't audit or harass any socialist, liberal, communist group, NAMBLA. As long as you're degenerate and gross, they love you, literally. But if you're pro-gun, pro-family, anti-abortion, basically if you're a good person, they hate you. This is a ministry of evil. And she lied to Congress. She said, I take the Fifth, but I didn't do any of this. The Fifth doesn't mean that. That I'm going to give you a fake testimony, but it's inadmissible. It means you don't talk. And that's on record. And you heard former Secret Service agent Bongino break that down with us. So I want to get your take on this. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I'm going to get to some of the other top stories that are very important here in just a moment and play a clip where the state of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. Assistant Attorney General says identifying antidepressants Lanza was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications. That's a quote, and we'll try to cue that up and play it coming up here in just a few minutes. But first off, folks, I'm really excited about getting the sponsor. The reason we have the sponsor is I've personally been looking into things to use to, well, bury firearms and not get them ruined and not have to totally soak them in cosmoline. People of all walks of life are preparing for economic problems and crises. Mr.minibox.com provides storage solutions that are mold, mildew, and water resistant. These boxes are a perfect solution for protecting your survival equipment or storable food for when you need it most. They are perfect for storing in the basement or even underground. Mr.minibox.com is your patriotic destination for lightweight, stackable storage bins. Go to Mr.minibox.com/Alex today and prepare to get prepared. That's Mr.minibox.com/Alex to find some of the specials. Also, along that same vein, InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds of AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. Chromatic or ceramic armor stops just six rounds. What about the seventh? Fits medium up to XXL. They've got armored backpacks and so many other great products. Really amazing made-in-America products. Rated a level 3 body armor, InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. And also, please remember to spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread the word about our Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Please tell people about the AM and FM stations you're listening to us on right now. Please support the sponsors on those local stations. Please send to people the free video feed of the show at Infowars.com/show, where you can also find the free podcast, free iPhone, Android apps, and so much more. Infowars.com.
It's simply...
Again, that's Infowars.com/show if you want to be able to find that, not just for yourself, but to send to your friends and family on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other enemy platforms, the enemy platform YouTube, the enemy platform Google. Use any enemy platform you can. Because, again, I've got a big stack of news we'll get to after some calls of where they're involved in all sorts of domestic propaganda and to make you think you don't have power, because you do have power. If you all just do a little bit every day, for love of your family, not for vicious hatred of the New World Order. Because I've not been hateful for a while. I've been settling down. I'm having a lot of hate problems right now because I just am so sick of these people that if I just think about them, I go into a rage now. It's like if you catch somebody raping your wife. I mean, it's just like I just can't handle it anymore. I just sit here and I look at this trash just dominating us and bullying us and persecuting people politically and saying they're preparing for war with gun owners and veterans and Tea Partiers and libertarians. And it's like a Twilight Zone episode. I have a former top Secret Service agent on, and I go, have you heard how they're bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers? He goes, oh, no, that was in our training. I mean, it's just like the government is captured. A captured enemy would say that. I mean, in Red Dawn, when they're torturing people at the re-education camp, they're bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers in the background because it's so accurate off of Soviet propaganda. Your American Founding Fathers are pig races. You mean, and then you turn on MSNBC, and it's like something out of Red Dawn. I mean, it's so crazy that it makes me go crazy. And they're not even well-meaning socialists that want to bankrupt everything to collectivize stuff to help the poor. They want to make you poor on record. They want to hurt poor people. I want to build an economy, build jobs, build quality, build a future. I have an instinct to want to hire people and pay them well so they can have a good life and feel good about the job they have. And when you take jobs from people and take a future and make them dependent, so much of the workforce is ruined. We have sifted through a lot of people and finally have a really first-rate crew across the board here, folks, but it has been living hell. And I have worked with a lot of other people, and they have the same issues. It's hard to find people that will work and won't rob you at a hot dog stand, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is so bizarre to realize that the society is degenerating fast, and people aren't about long-term relationships. People aren't about the future. They aren't about having a good name. They think that's all stupid. And then good people sit back and go, well, I've not been cheating and stealing. What's wrong with me? Listen, don't cheat and steal from your fellow man. But the government is illegitimate and occupied trying to steal from us. Don't comply. This is what I do. And it's at your own risk, too. But the risk of going along is 100 times worse. It's now time, folks. It's now time for red light cameras to, it's now time for people to get really aggressive. It's time for, you know what I'm talking about, folks. It's time to not play games anymore with against this with the civil disobedience. And civil disobedience means don't hurt people, but it's time to start really getting aggressive. That's what I'm talking about here, because these people are going out and arresting Tea Party people. They're auditing them. They're telling pro-life groups, don't go out and protest or we'll indict you for fraud as a tax-exempt foundation when you're absolutely authorized to do that and they're outside of their regulations and they know they are. It's all fraud, and then they lie about it. It is pure persecution to have the Attorney General telling socialist churches, go out and be political. You know, you're allowed to be, but telling conservative libertarian, you'll be arrested if you do. And on top of it, the First Amendment says the IRS doesn't even have that jurisdiction. The Attorney General's just telling the black churches and others that they can do whatever they want because they could anyways. He's actually telling them the truth. But then through color of law, going after other people. I ran into a Baptist preacher who I'd never met before, but I'd seen literature from his Baptist church that one of my friends gave me, one of my deceased friends. And I ran into his pastor, and the guy said, I listen to your show. It's pretty entertaining. I believe about half of it. And I said, well, I hope you're right. I hope only half of it's true. In fact, I hope none of it's true, but I believe what I'm saying is as accurate as it gets. I really try to be accurate. And then I didn't even say it because I just didn't have time. I wanted to say, and by the way, your Baptist church 5 years ago handed out those flyers to every practitioner, it's a big church, to not talk about politics at church events or in Bible study at home if it was a church deal or at lunch after church because it violated 501c3. And I'm looking at this preacher who gave a good sermon when I was there, and I'm listening to him. It was just a couple weekends ago. It was at Raymond Teek's funeral. I'll just go ahead and say it. And he's sitting there, and if I remember, Raymond brought me the paper and showed me. and the guy gave a good deal, but it was the same Baptist church, I believe. I'm going from memory here. Should have asked him to nail it down that was saying that. And nothing against that guy. This is at churches all over the place, folks. If you go for Bible study or you're a Sunday school teacher at the Methodist church, the Baptist church, the Catholic church, I know people that are in all of them, they give you flyers. We've shown them on air from Catholic churches. Don't just not talk about politics. We want tell your practitioners they should turn their guns in. That was a Catholic church that one of my friends attends that gave me the document out in Lakeway. And that's not a church now, folks. That's a political system of the globalist. And it just shows how crazy all of this stuff has gotten. And it is so frustrating. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to go to your phone calls, but let me just get to this now. The story is up on Infowars.com. State of Connecticut refuses to release Adam Lanza's medical records. Assistant Attorney General identifying antidepressants Lanza was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications. What an Orwellian statement. The state of Connecticut is refusing to release Sandy Hook gunman Adam Lanza's medical records over fears that divulging the identity of the antidepressants he was taking could cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications, according to Assistant Attorney General Patrick B. Kawanashi, I think is how you pronounce Kawanashi. And I love how they are having this government meeting on tape like we're all idiots and won't see it because the national news isn't there. I love how they all act like only national-controlled media exists. So they'll just say this stuff out in the open all the time. Like Brzezinski gets up on the CFR and goes, we're having trouble dominating and enslaving everyone. It'll be cheaper to kill a million people soon than propagandize them. We're losing the battle. We have to go to harder measures. I mean, it's like in a bad guy movie where you know, you're trimming the bushes and like hear the evil neighbor talking about they're going to kill somebody. But then nobody does anything, though, when you discover all this. It's just like they're admitting what they're doing, and then nothing happens. Kind of like Lois Lerner. Let's persecute. Obama wants us, this is in the memos, persecute the Tea Party. Go after them. They're dangerous. Well, of course the sun is dangerous to a vampire. Of course holy water is dangerous to a vampire. Of course silver bullets are dangerous to werewolves. Of course the law is dangerous to pedophiles. Of course a shotgun's dangerous to a wild hyena. I mean, it's just like these people are just up there bad-mouthing freedom, running Al-Qaeda. And then you've got, see, he had family come out and say he was on at least three antidepressants. That's how we knew that. But now here it is. We don't want the public to know because we want everybody to keep taking their medicine. And who do you think runs the public schools and stuff now? It's Big Pharma runs the curriculum under New Freedom. The national recording industries now are brainwashing five-year-olds. Don't do a quote or what somebody else said, even if you attribute it. That's stealing. It's beyond just brainwashing them for copyright stuff. It's now teaching people that any type of communication isn't yours. The AP's threatened to sue people. In fact, they have, over taking one line of one of their stories. And, of course, they lose in court. They don't care. They just keep filing suits. They just keep filing suits, filing suits, filing suits, filing suits. That's what they do. That's how they operate. And they are just a wall of corporate control freaks that are threatened by your liberty. Whereas I absolutely worship your liberty. These people don't want freedom. They don't want prosperity. They want to run your life because they know they're sacks of garbage and couldn't hold a regular job. Let's go to the clip of the Deputy Attorney General saying, let's cover. I mean, they're not just covering up stuff. They're now telling you why they're covering up. That's how out of touch they are, because no one can touch them now, because all the major attorney generals are like Holder now, folks, in most states. It's a critical mass now where they're bragging, like facing the crowd at the end of that movie, of what they're doing to us in our faces. As they take our money and buy thousands of armored vehicles a month, billions of rounds of ammo, train that we're the enemy, say we're the enemy, say our kids belong to them, block labeling of GMOs, just you name it, it's bad. They are bad. Let's go to the clip.
So it's simply not legitimate, and not only is it not, the use to which you're proposing to put the information not legitimate, it is harmful. Because then you can cause a lot of people to stop taking their medications, stop cooperating with their treating physicians, because of the heinousness of what Adam Lanza did.
And it shows the other bureaucrats looking around going, holy tomato, Batman. What are we going to do? Holy Chris Splendid Jordan, Batman, Toledo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's a little inside joke around here, folks. I don't even know what to say anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I just, and now they're all coming to our doors and demanding we get Obamacare. They're going to give Akern and other groups our Social Security numbers. That's up on Infowars.com. And, I mean, they're going to run our lives, and they're going to say our kids are theirs, and they're here. They're the creepiest, freakiest, sickest, most degenerate weirdos the planet's ever seen. And we have a giant, growing infestation of power-tripping government people run by corporations that are getting the contracts to absolutely gut this country 500 ways from Sunday. John in California, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, on the day of the shooting, I sent you guys some links before, but there was a local talk show host in Los Angeles here. He was talking. He says, "Oh, this report's just in. I have a recording of it right now." But and he said that the weapons they found on the DC shooter, you know, the Naval Yard shooter, weren't discharged. And he speculated that, oh, maybe there were other people involved. That's why they said multiple shooters, because maybe they picked up the weapons that were actually being fired.
Well, look, they're not letting the ATF in, and that's their jurisdiction. And they held back the SWAT team that was there in 5 minutes in order to stand down. And from the people I talk to, very close to the SWAT team, I'll just leave it at that, they are, quote, sick and feel dirty that they follow the orders and they think there's a cover up. So, I mean, and that is from, well, it's from the SWAT team. I'll just go ahead and say it. So, I mean, they said I could say it, just don't say their names, but I went even further. And it's from the SWAT team. So, anything else, sir?
I'd like to see if anybody else had the original report. You know, like, I don't know if anybody out there or listeners can, you know, remember that, or they find out what this guy was looking at. It's obviously some police officer or somebody released that information.
Well, he was in Navy secret weapons, and he worked in that building, and that building was ELF, and he carved, here's my ELF weapon, on a gun, and reportedly went there and shot people. Who knows if that's even true? They sent the same FBI team that covered up the Boston bombing to it, so who knows? But, I mean, they wouldn't lie to us. They love us. We're going to come back and talk to Elaine, Scott, Max, Lindsay, and others straight ahead.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going back to your calls in this segment and the next. Then we've got a big whistleblower joining us with Jim Mars. Look at this Washington Post article that just came out. Brazil's president condemns NSA spying, but buried in the article, well, it's really the second paragraph, I wouldn't say buried, America's spying efforts pose a threat to democracy throughout the world, she said, as she proposed UN regulation of cyberspace to ensure the integrity of the internet. So see, the globalists out of the U.S. set up the UN, and then to counter themselves, oh, give the UN control, which they've been pushing for a decade. See how that works, folks? See how the globalists play both sides? Incredibly outrageous. There you have it. And now China and Russia say they want their own internet. That's where all of this is going. It is an information war. Some of the other news that just broke on Infowars.com. I'm not kidding. This is a mainstream news out of WAVY-TV. This is breaking nationally right now. Seventh graders suspended for 9 months for playing with toy gun at home. A green and orange toy gun. The parents are outraged, saying not a school issue. Well, that is obviously a thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the school saying your kids belong to them. That is up on Infowars.com. This is the takeover by the state. In fact, can we just add, tell one of the writers, just add to Steve's article, the link to the MSNBC host in the promo that says your kids belong to us. I want to just add that at the bottom to remind people, if we can, that this is that changeover that we're saying. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Elaine in North Carolina. You're on the air, Elaine. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to let you and all of your staff and your family know I pray for you daily for your safety, that we're bulletproof until the Lord God is ready to take us.
Well, ma'am, I appreciate your prayers.
About Lerner, I am ashamed of that woman. I can't wait. I love your Baphomet Medusa scenario. That fits her perfectly. And I hope and pray that none of my tax dollars goes to her retirement.
But, I mean, what do you think about her saying that, you know, she didn't do all this and now it's come out that she did?
She would look perfect in orange, you know.
She would look great in orange, but I just wonder how far they think they can go. I mean, we need to put pressure on the attorney general, just to show that he's not going to ever prosecute her for perjury.
I want to find a lawyer who will move in a class action against this government with 316 million class action participants. That would be wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, if people do just start suing the government, that will actually, even if they're able to beat it with their fraud, that will get their attention.
Oh, if nothing else. I am so sick of this new world order. They can have it. They can stuff their money all they want to. It's not going to keep them out of hell.
I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. Well, they don't just want the money. They want to bankrupt everything so we're under their control. That's the key. That's the key to all this. Real fast, Lindsay in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, what a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening to you for years, and you're right on about everything you speak about. But, you know, just to digress just briefly, yes, this woman is Baphomet. No better than, what is her name, James Clapper, or whatever his name is, from the Director of National Intelligence, that lied to Congress openly that the NSA wasn't retrieving any of our information. But also, you know, to mention this recent incident with Alexis, you know, he was hit with wonder weapons from U.S. News and World Report, talked about in the July 7th, 1997 issue. Wonder weapons, acoustic.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're talking to, who was I talking to? Lindsay in California. You were making a point. Yeah, there's all sorts of Pentagon documents about different magnetic weapons and mind control weapons they've got. They can remote control rats now with waves, not just with actual chips in the brain. And so obviously these control freaks are going to seek after that. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
Yeah, it's the whole thing that was. He said he had ringing in the ears. Now, you're going to find trouble believing this, but I've had a falling out with one of these people you mentioned who's in power running things, and I've had ringing in my ears since that time, and I've had sleep deprivation.
Well, I haven't worn earplugs enough shooting guns, so I have ringing in my ears. But look, a lot of this, there's a lot of ultra-low frequency. There's a lot of data over power lines. There's a lot of other stuff that is affecting us biomechanically, electrochemically, in all the studies without them trying to actually hurt us. I mean, they know what cell phones and cell towers and all this radiation. Just the nuclear testing doubled the radiation conservatively in the Northern Hemisphere. Now it's gone up again because of Fukushima and Chernobyl since 1986. So there's a lot of stuff going on. God bless you. Good to hear from you, and I appreciate your call, sir. But yeah, this. The Naval Yard, there's definitely a cover up there. We don't know of what. Let's talk to Scott in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, friend, how you been doing?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right. I'm just putting a little pin up on the wall of Lois Lerner here. I think she's better looking than Marilyn Monroe.
That's a joke. But anyways, I'm calling in regards to this amendment that Rand Paul's brought up. Against Obamacare, you know, medicine and everything, the Obamacare is good for us, why ain't it good for them? I mean, it's glad he's brought that up about, them being just as good as us. We put our pants on just like they do.
Anyhow, I agree with you. Hey, what's on the radio there in the background?
Oh, I think that's you, buddy. Let me turn it down.
Turn it up for me. Now let me hear the show. Turn it up as loud as you can. I want to see what part of the dough. Let's do it.
Yeah, I ain't from Virginia. I'm from West Virginia.
Well, you know, most talk show hosts don't like radios on the background. I like it.
Well, I wanted to hear you.
No, I turn it up. Listen. I like hearing it delayed. Turn it up. Just be quiet for a minute. Turn it all the way up.
All right, hold on.
Just as good as us. We put our pants on just like they do. I agree with you. Hey, what's on the radio there in the background?
That's you, my friend.
Oh, I think it's you,
buddy.
Turn it up for me.
I don't miss it.
Now let me hear the show. Turn it up as loud.
Anyways, I don't miss it.
I don't hear you
in
part of the
dough. Anyhow. All right.
About Michael Hayes. I mean, I ain't heard no more about that lately. I think he had some goods on the government, and they actually killed that boy.
Oh, they would not. You think this government would actually kill somebody?
Absolutely.
Or persecute the press as they do on record? You mean murderous gangsters that run giant child kidnapping rings on record at the UN and Dine Corps and the rest of it? You mean if they'd grab little kids and sell them to foreign countries for snuff films? You mean they might do something bad?
Yeah. My brother used to work for the UN back years ago. He's back home now. He used to travel the globe. working for the UN as a policeman for him, and he told me how dirty it was. But anyhow, also about the FEMA Region 3, I thought you might maybe get on.
Oh, they're really taking over West Virginia, yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Right here, I just live about 3 or 4 miles or 6 or 8 miles away from Boy Scout camp. Man, it was like a herd of cattle come in here, them Boy Scouts. That's something else. I never seen that in all my life.
Yeah, they're using that to take over schools. They have helicopters, military, and it's all in the middle of a big drill, and they're using the Boy Scouts to test putting people in FEMA camps. God bless you, sir.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, for the next 45 minutes or so, I'm just going to act as traffic cop and let my good buddy, former investigative journalist and crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Jim Mars, steer the conversation because he broke the first part of an investigative series yesterday at Infowars.com. He called me up last Friday about it. Insider reveals arms deals behind recent major events. That is the article up on Infowars.com. And prisonplanet.com. And he said this fella has gotten, you know, older and just doesn't care anymore, I guess, about his safety, basically. And so, and Jim Mars, of course, best-selling author, taught the first university-level course on the JFK assassination 50 years later. Now, he's probably the leading person, other than maybe Oliver Stone, known for exposing it out there. And, of course, he advised on that film, and his book was turned into a lot of the work on that film. But, William Robert Tosh Plumley, goes by Tosh Plumley. I'm going to let, instead of going over his whole background here, and he's set to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he did that. He did testify back in 1990-91, and he's reportedly going to be testifying again. And I just mentioned that Jim Mars had some big news on Benghazi and stuff Friday, or was it Thursday, and then Fox News hours later was calling him up, so they're definitely listening, too, and wanting to know. And one big thing is once he testifies, they'll gag him, like they did last time on other issues. So that's kind of what you're hearing here. But I'm going to let Jim Mars, investigative journalist, tell us about the story and then bring Tosh Plumley in. So let's introduce Jim now. Jim, you bring it in, you introduce him, and I'll let you kind of co-host and honcho things. So, Jim, take it over.
Okay, thanks, Alex. You know, we were hearing all these major stories breaking over the past several months. Bombing of an ouster of Libya and the ouster of Gaddafi. And then we have the Benghazi thing where the ambassador Stevens was killed and some other people, our embassy attacked. And then we've got now, and now we're, we might recall also the Fast and Furious where the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Agency of the federal government was sending guns into Mexico to the drug lords. I mean, it's like, what's going on? And now we're being asked, Congress is debating whether to give the president the power to go and bomb and missile in Syria over the gassing of poison gassing of innocent civilians, which of course is terrible. But I still have two questions that, as far as I know, have not been clearly answered, and that is who precisely used these chemical weapons and where did they get them? Okay. And I think that the story we have here now is the fact that America has been accused of being the arms merchant of the world, and it's very true. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars that are going to foreign countries legally. We're not talking about the smuggling. We're talking about legal sales, and this is all happening under various little-known agencies within the federal government, such as the Direct Commercial Sales Program under the State Department, And I think it's what it does. This is the glue that holds all of these stories together.
And again, federal law, as you know, said that they couldn't arm designated terrorist groups like al-Nusra under the command of the head of al-Qaeda. Obama signed an order 2 weeks ago authorizing that, and almost no media covered it. Infowars.com covered it. WorldNetDaily.com covered it. DrudgeReport.com covered it. Washington Examiner covered it. You would think that'd be big national news.
Well, it should be. It should be, because these terrorist groups are particularly predominantly Muslim, and they are targeting Christians and Jews in all of these various countries, and these are the very people that Obama wants us to align with. This should be a huge issue, and people should be talking about it. But to get to Tosh Plumlee, Tosh, I've known for more than 20 years, I suppose, and I've never known him to tell me something that hasn't been pretty well backed up. The problem is, of course, operating as a contract pilot for the CIA, he was never an official employee, so you're not going to find paperwork on all of this. But he goes back to providing arms and ammunition to the Bay of Pigs invaders.
But it's on record that he's testified to Congress. They've vetted that. You've known him for decades. He's been a great source for you. So tell us why he's joining us today. This is some big news.
Well, because recently he's been active in the investigation into the arms running into Mexico, and he sees the same thing going on in the Middle East. In fact, Tosh, why don't you explain what you see happening over there right now?
Okay, Jim, I'll try to sum this up as tight and as best as I can. Number one, I do appreciate the article that you did write. I think Mr. Jones, Alex there, put it out on his website. I'm not real sure if it's still up or not. As far as the direct commercial sales program, that's been an ongoing program that's monitored or controlled by the State Department. Over the years, I've seen a pattern developing here. I was a C-130 pilot. I've flown guns, ammunition, not down there, all over the world. Most of the information that has been out there in the past has been information that was released before the fact and has been backed up by New York Times, Washington Post, and other major publications that have covered, or let me put it this way, didn't cover, but basically touched upon this program that is used to ship weapons all over the world. In my travels, I found out that it appears to me, in my opinion, we start the conflict, we escalate the conflict, we supply high-impact weapons to both sides of the conflict, we receive certain monies that can't be traced to go to unnamed places, and when someone starts to come out and basically complain that is involved in one of those operations, he's put on ice, even to the extent that the Internal Revenue Service goes in and attacks these people. Number one, I'm not a conspiracy type.
Right. Tosh, let me ask you this. Is it true that all too often some of these arms, which initially may have been going to some friendly government or friendly ally, but they end up in the hands of some of our worst enemies? Is that true?
That's true, because there's no monitoring or no follow-up. By law, we're supposed to keep track of those weapons, but we don't get information from these foreign countries when they're stockpiles.
Well, look, Obama is openly arming al-Qaeda now. This is unprecedented to openly do it. We know they've run them forever. As Dr. Corsi said yesterday, we are al-Qaeda, or the people that run our country. This is not for American interest, though. It's for the interest of the big banks that want to destabilize folks and the folks that are selling the weapons. But Tosh, I know you can't talk about classified stuff you've been involved in. I know you've been gagged by Congress before, but looking at what's happening with al-Qaeda attacking Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, looking at the open funding of al-Qaeda, what does this look like to you with your expert research and background?
Well, okay, we go in with weapons all over the world, okay? Now, if we're going to fund the Syrians and the Syrian rebels, there's in those rebel groups, factions that have infiltrated those rebel groups, and as a result, They get our U.S.-made high-impact weapons, and then they turn against our very troops. Our troops go into these foreign countries, fight our weapons. We, C-130 flights all over the world from Jordan, C-130 flights all over the world from Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, and safe houses run by the Central Intelligence Agency supply these weapons to these to the Syrian rebels that are embedded within these radical groups that pilfer the weapons from a program that is legally done by our country. Now, and they do not want me or other pilots and people talking about this openly. That's why the gag orders are in place. Now, we're getting off on some conspiracy stuff here, but what I would like to bring back and focus back in is Mrs. Smith and her son that was killed in Benghazi, who has been fighting for over a year now, to find out what happened to her son. Now, it's very simple. Why won't they release the document that the ambassador sent to State Department when his and his people over there became aware that these American-made weapons were in hands of radicals and Syrian rebels, and he asked and begged what to do about it? Dispatches are there that this administration refuses to turn over to Mrs. Smith so that she can find out what happened to her son. Now, that's the focal point that I'm on this program. There is a lot of stuff. This goes back to the 1950s when Cuba. We armed Cuba. I flew guns to Fidel Castro. Castro, they went out and fought against Batista. And he fought against American Sherman tanks. And he fought against artillery. And we funded both sides. Iran-Contra. We funded both sides. We set up the Southern Front. I flew to a secret base, Santa Elena, Costa Rica, known by Ollie North. And Fort West in his notebooks.
I tell you what, Tosh, stay there. I want to come back and get into that because it's amazing what you've seen. First arming Castro, then fighting him. And people say, oh, well, they're flipping back and forth. No, they're creating the entire conflict to sell weapons, period. That's the big crime here. Be one thing if they funded both sides to kill each other. That's bad enough. They're actually starting the whole deal. And I want you to repeat all that when we come back with Tosh Plumlee. All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live on this 24th day of September 2013. We've got legendary writer and researcher Jim Mars on with us, and Tosh Plumlee, I didn't introduce properly, by the way. He didn't say this during the break. I was just realizing it. He is one of the incredibly interesting people that testified in 77 before Congressman Frank Church's committee and his select committee on intelligence activities, one of the few times the whole underbelly of the system got blown wide open. Regarding his knowledge of the Kennedy assassination, Plumlee testified that their assignment was to stop the planned assassination of John F. Kennedy. He's also on record flying guns into Castro and then guns in against him after. He's testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 90 and 91 about the Iran-Contra arms for drugs missions. And it just continues right there. However, his testimony was classified by the committees on grounds of national security. Senator John Kerry, now Secretary of State, served on the Senate committee. We only got 5 minutes in this segment, Mr. Plumlee, a long segment coming up, but you've got the floor. Repeat what you said about how this works, tying it into Benghazi, because it's on record now, but when you testified, it wasn't. They admit what you said in 77 was true, that Castro was actually started to kick... tell the story in your own words.
Well, okay. Back in my day, in the early days, when I was just first become a pilot, I was a co-pilot, and I worked for various CIA cutout companies out of Miami. Some of them were Regina Air Cargo, Riddle Airlines, Air Mountain States Aviation, blah, 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 and all those things that at that particular time were not known about. They were only known about after what you mentioned, the Church Committee, when it was blown out of the water, that we were transporting and doing arming a rebel, a little-known rebel who used to be referred to as Castroil in the early days, who wore a funny fatigue hat. Anyway, that was the very early days of 1957 when the rebels came out of the Sierra Madre. They went in, and with the help of the M26-7 Cuban underground the students of the University of Havana. Eventually, Batista was overthrown. During that time, we flew many, many guns out of Miami, South Florida, and other places into Cuba in support of Castro. United Fruit was involved in that. Weiland of the State Department was involved in that. Guns were being funneled from private sources as well as government sources in to fund him. At the same time, because of the American OAS treaties, we were required by law, because Batista was a sovereign government, and we were required to fund him the necessary weaponry to eradicate that Cuban rebel that was running around in the mountains of Castro. That was my first influence of gun running. That was before the big drug deal. Later, years later, a lot of us guys that were picked up in that through flight plans, fuel receipts, different companies that were later proved to be associated with various agencies of the government were required to be testify. Some of these people were actually assassinated. Some of them were put in jail for a long time. I decided to go public before the fact, in order to protect myself.
That was smart.
Motivation. My motivation was not to go out here and get publicity, to write books, or anything else. It was simply to protect myself. I did not protect myself from the Internal Revenue and had to fight them for a number of years because of receipts that I had obtained from those companies, payments because it was a cutout secret operation, was not reported to IRS. However, they come down and said I made X number of dollars, and they in turn decided I owed the federal government at that period in time in the 70s something like $55,000. I carried that for 10 years. But anyway, that's another story in itself.
That's what you get for doing these secret programs. So expanding, moving into Iran-Contra, then we'll tie it into Benghazi from knowing how these operations work.
Okay, after I got involved, I had to go back and make a living. I made contact through this Arizona Tri-State Drug Task Force with Bruce Babbitt was governor at that time, and I started working the drug program through a cutout company with the Organized Crime Task Force in Phoenix, Arizona. I, at that time, documented the flights going in and out of various places, got involved later into the Iran-Contra, the beginning of it in 83, went and told Senator Gary Hart at that time exactly what we were involved with. At that time, we were involved in running guns secretly off the books operation through Element. Now, let me clarify, Element operating within the CIA. Some elements of CIA did not even know what we were doing. We were referred to as a secret army, a type of Praetorian Guard, if I may. That's on the record.
All right, stay there. Stay there. Amazing information, sir. 18-minute segment coming up. This was a short one. Tosh Plumlee is our guest, one of the star witnesses of the Frank Church committee hearings. And you're going to get an inside scoop here on the government flying guns out, drugs in, and we'll tie it into Benghazi straight ahead.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Our guest is going to have a chance to really roll with the new info, his new expert take on what's going on before he gets called up before Congress again and can't tell you any of this. They call you and have you testify to then classify it all. Tosh Plumlee and Jim Mars, who can interject any time. We go back to them in just a moment. Folks, this is a really cool and important website. It's VPN4, just the number 4, all.com. During these unjust times, it's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity without a warrant. VPN4all.com protects your internet connection from tyranny with military-grade encryption. That's VPN, the number 4all.com. Doesn't matter if you have something to hide or not. It's that it's your private info. They're criminally looking at it. Make it as hard as possible. They keep no records whatsoever of your browsing, so you will leave no trace. Based in the Netherlands, free from police state internet jurisdiction, Easy to sign up and use. It's a great way to prevent data mining. Try it out for 3 months and you won't be disappointed. All InfoWarriors who go to VPN4all.com right now will get 10% off. That's VPN, the number 4all.com. VPN4all.com. And please become PrisonPlanet.tv members. You see the nightly news, all my films, expanded extras, a higher quality feed of the daytime show, commercial-free audio, video, podcast. And it's helping us build our news division. The great reporters are funded by it, the research, the writers, the equipment. We have really invested everything and are getting ready to launch a whole bunch, new studio, satellite uplinks, all of it. And it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that have helped build all this. So you get first access, live access. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. We are supported by viewers and radio listeners like you, and one membership is really 11 memberships. You can share a username passcode with up to 11 people simultaneously that can log in with the same username and passcode. So one membership for $5.95 a month that just pays for the bandwidth is really 11 people, PrisonPlanet.tv. There's ebooks, a whole bunch of other films, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. All right, I want to give you guys the floor now, really, and just roll with it, going back to Iran-Contra, specifically how that ran, the compartmentalization, all of it is so important. And we've got Tosh Plumlee and, of course, Jim Mars on with us. So, Tosh, start over about a minute before we went to break. You were talking about Iran-Contra, when that really started, what happened there, and then tie it into what's happening currently from your information on Benghazi. Tosh Plumlee.
Okay, first off, I want to apologize for Jim Mars for hogging this whole deal.
No. Jim can come on any time. He wanted to get you on. Go ahead.
Okay. That's right. We wanted straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay,
no, sir, I'm just a reporter. You're the guy that lived it.
Okay, we'll talk about, I'll talk about me, and then later you guys can talk about me. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, anyway, we're back up about 1978 through 83, 85. After a business failure because of various things the government did not want me particularly talking about, and I was threatened to write a book about it, I took off and got involved with the Phoenix Organized Crime Detail, Task Force, and Drug Running. I later released an article titled Iran Drugs Front the Sound that was written by the San Diego Reader in August of 1990. Making reference to the 78, 83, 85 era. I'd also talked to Senator Gary Hart. He was kind enough to write a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which detailed these flights and the illegal flights going to factions operating in Central America and southern Mexico.
Tosh, weren't you flying the arms down to John Hull's ranch in Costa Rica?
Yeah. Right, that's what opened all that up. The La Pinta bombing, I think Leslie Colburn did an article, did a book on that in 1987 called Out of Control. That was the beginning of the unraveling after Hossenfuss and them bailed out, and a good friend of mine got killed in the crash down there. That's when the Iran-Contra Southern Front. I was working on supplying weapons to the Southern Front through a secret air base known as Santa Elena, Costa Rica. And that was known as Point West in Oliver North's notebooks. I ended up testifying to the Senate Securities Committee. I went into detail not only about all that, but going all the way back to Cuba, Kennedy, Contra, and beyond, as I refer to it. And they immediately ended up classifying it because it was a matter of national security and was classified committee sensitive, top secret committee sensitive. That testimony remains so today, and I've been warned not to make reference to it. However, in order to check myself coming out on the airwaves today, I am making reference to it.
Tosh, if I can interject right here, my friend Senator John Tower was head of that committee investigating Iran-Contra. And although you were muzzled and everybody else was, he was getting ready to write a tell-all book, but then all of a sudden he was conveniently killed in an airplane crash, and his writings have never been made public.
Well, that's true. I got a C-130 pulling in here. Hold on a minute. I'm seeing if I can watch this out. I apologize for this. I can't help it.
Okay, while we're waiting on the C-130 to come and go. There you go.
Okay, he's not going. He's staying here. As I made reference to earlier, there was a lot of us guys, or my friends and colleagues. Some of them got killed. Some of them went to federal prison for a number of years because of the operations that they were involved in. That's the whole reason that I came forward before the fact, so that at least I would have it on record through some news media that I was making those allegations. And as I said, Senator Hart was very gracious enough to write a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as well as another reporter out of Telluride, Colorado, by the name of Art Goodtime, who also covered that. However, mainstream media was told that they could not cover that because it was a matter of national security at that particular time. That has been going on for a number of years now. But as far as me getting up to the area of getting involved with the Arizona Tri-State Drug Task Force, which was a cutout operation that was used in order to funnel guns and ammunition into through the Don Holmes Ranch, as well as San Elena, Costa Rica, and Citgo Aviation, and Marco Solo, and all those places that are now recorded in secret documents as being transshipment points for drugs coming back into the United States and weapons going down. What I did in the article with Iran Drugs Front of Sam, I released a detailed military map with all the staging areas and all the drop points and all the coded names of the Rooster Hop operation. And that was all given to Senator Hart, Bill Holden, his security advisor, for the record of, to protect me before I went to talk to the Senate. I released that article to Neil Matthews at the San Diego Reader. He published the map, and they threatened me with going to jail because I had released classified information. However, nothing ever happened to that. The reason that I went back into that area is because I needed the money. They had just ruined my business in Denver and Colorado with an IRS tax lien and completely put me out of business. So in order to pay my bills, I went through pilot recruitment through Avnet International and was picked up as a pilot to get involved in that undercover operation that was transporting weapons down to Central America. Also, some of those weapons went into Colombia. Now, that's the story of my background. However, this is not what I really wanted to really talk about on this particular program. I hope we have time to get back to Mrs. Smith and her problems in the Benghazi situation, but we'll go from there. Now, I know I'm hogging all the time talking, but...
No, that's why we have you here. Please stop apologizing, Tosh. Now that we have some background of this, now let's get into Benghazi from an insider's view. What's going on there?
Okay, all right. I was asked sometime, I have to start from Mexico. Some time ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, a good reporter friend of mine, Bill, well, I'm not going to mention names, but anyway, it was a news media outlet. I was asked by some military friends of mine, high level, secret clearances, to help protect them because in Mexico because they were aware that there were leaks that was putting their task force in trouble, almost getting them involved with the cartel, and they were having members of the cartel gunning for them, and we were training troops. That was an article called U.S. has boots on the ground in Mexico. That was a very top secret task force operation. We were training the Mexican Marinos in Mexico, and in the process, the task force found out that the Army, the Mexican Army, not the Navy, but the Army, was pilfering weapons and going in and starting the Zeta. And U.S.-made weapons were getting into the Zeta's hands. Now, that was before Brian Terry was killed, Border Patrol agent. At that point in time, it got a little bit spooky down there, because I went in with them and I photographed the weapon. I photographed the transshipment point. I photographed and worked the border down there for 3.5 years with the Border Patrol, and also made secret reports back to what was going on through the task force out of Fort Bliss, Texas, through the Border Patrol. This was all recorded before the fact with my
staff. Now, Tosh, just to back you up, everything you're saying is actually, from not from your perspective, but from others, has actually come out in the news. that Los Zetas is really a secret army of the Mexican army, and that the only group that isn't totally corrupt is the Mexican Navy. That's what my high-level sources have said as well, but it's also come out in federal court. So sum up the Mexican drug war. Who are the parties down there?
All right. The various cartels that have been formed, the Navy and the task force, the American task force, work with the Navy Marinos. That's the whole deal. In the process of this, they found out weapons, and some of these guys that were in the Mexican Army, as you know, and your sources are absolutely right, they pulled out of the Mexican Army, went in with various cartels, with first in with the Zeta and some of the others, the Latrain, Bella Latrain, blah, 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 and all those hundreds of them at that particular time, some out of San Diego, the Gulf, Central, and out of Juarez. All these cartels and gangs, they were gangs that became known as cartels, but anyway, they were getting these weapons that were going to Mexico from the direct commercial sales program, not being monitored by the Blue Lantern Report. Our news media in the United States refused to take that stand. A few news media did cover that. Alternative news media.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear. We're not just talking about State Department weapons shipments now to Al-Qaeda. We're going back 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, arming actual drug cartels, which has also come out in court later. Let me ask you this question, and I've seen this before. If you, for your own safety, because people were getting killed that were part of operations in the 50s and 60s, if you went public in the 70s, how are you still, including today, doing work for the military and other groups and other task forces when you've gone public before? Is that because there's light side, dark side in government and different compartmentalized areas?
All right, that's a very good question, and I explain it this way. Everybody takes pop shots at the CIA. There is an operation within the CIA that the CIA doesn't even know exists. And that doesn't mean it's a rogue operation. That's what it is. It means that these operations can have access to our arsenals to take weapons, to go into special operations under the disguise of training troops in foreign countries to defend their borders. As a result of that, filtration weapons are stolen out of their arsenal, and in some cases actually given to radical groups for political purposes to overthrow or destabilize a country. In some cases, we have elements within our government, and I'm sorry to say this, and I'll probably get my ass creamed for doing it, but we fund both sides of the conflict. It's a monetary thing. Again, follow the money. Follow the money. Where does it go? I mean, this is a black, off-the-books operation. Now, there's damn good people in the CIA, and there's damn good people in state, and there's damn good people in the DOJ. But it also, some of these people's hands are tied because of political whatever, and I'm not going to get into conspiracy or anything like that. That is the facts of the way that it is. Now, back to your question about how I still can stay engaged. I have some very good, deep, sensitive friends that work both sides of that issue. And as a result, when I have to go to them and say, hey, man, my family's starving out here. I need to get aboard a damned airplane. Can you give me a job? Well, Mr. Plumley, you know what the job is. Yeah, put me on board. Now, if I kept that secret, I would be dead by now. The only thing that keeps me alive is the fact that I'm talking to people like you before the fact. Now, elements within that organization that I'm talking about, that secret organization, would like to cream my butt. But also, there's other people in that same organization of the CIA and the State Department and the DOJ that want me to continue to work those operations so that I can get the intel through other sources and myself.
And I knew that was going to be your answer. Exactly. So you're a good guy that other good guys on the inside use, because there's always a war between good and evil in anything. And that's why good people have to take action. As our founders said, all that evil men need to take over is that good men do nothing. Now,
that's absolutely right.
Hey, Alex, if I could jump in here, one of the criticisms that I've heard of the article that we posted is that, well, you know, we these foreign gangs and foreign governments and terrorists, they're using sometimes Chinese weapons, Russian weapons. It's not our weapons, but I think Tosh will verify this. When he says they're going into CIA stockpiles and military stockpiles, we stockpile a lot of weapons in this country that we snatch up from other countries.
No. Last month they bought 600,000 AK-47s from the Russians, the U.S. Yeah. Army did.
Exactly. And also, if you look at all of these billions of rounds that Homeland Security is buying, a lot of that ammunition is in odd calibers, like 44 caliber.
It's in
caliber.
Warsaw. It's in Warsaw Pact.
Exactly. These are not for U.S. Army and military and police purposes.
Yeah, they're flying it around everywhere. Guys, stay there. We got one more segment. I want to get exclusively into Benghazi then when we come back with Tosh Plumlee and have Tosh get anything else that he had said on the record. Tosh, is that what you want to get into when we come back in 3 minutes?
Yeah, right. I'm trying to follow Aline. He's coming all the way up, so we're good. Let's go into what brought me forward in modern day, so to speak.
Yeah, final segment. You'll have the floor when we come back. Just to get it all out there that you want out there for your safety on the other side and for the people to know what's really going on with all this. All right, folks, we'll be right back with one of the key whistleblowers of Iran-Contra, but even more importantly, the Church Committee. That is such an amazing committee. All right, folks, final segment. I've clearly got to get Jim Mars and Tosh Plumlee back on soon. And I know you're down at a military base right now, Tosh, but if we could ever get a video camera out to interview you, I'd love to get you on the nightly news and have it documented that way. We got 6 minutes left. You've got the floor. Bring it all in to what you saw, what you know, what you've heard about Benghazi and the cover-up that's ongoing.
Okay, we on now?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, all right. I'll jump way ahead here. Okay, here a few months ago, I heard a broadcast on one of the news channels, and it was a Miss Smith that was begging our government and the State Department and the President and the Vice President to please let her know what was going on, what happened to her son. How did he die? Why did he die? She begged and begged. She said that they told her at their casket and hugged her and kissed her and told her they'd get to the bottom of all this. All right, that impressed me. Okay, because I know how this system works. Later, I began to wonder, why won't they tell her anything? So then a contact of mine in the Middle East, a high-ranking NATO official, mentioned to me that he had had reports that the ambassador had been complaining about the dispatches and cables that he had sent the State Department about weapons being received in radicals' arms, including Stinger missiles. His question was, where are they coming from? What do I have to do? What should I do? And he was ordered to stand down. Now, this is secondhand information from a very sensitive source. Second time that happened was from a very good friend of mine that had worked in Mexico Beat in Central America and Southern Mexico, and also with Kiki Camarena in 1985, who had also found out about gun smuggling through the Carl Quintero Ranch and got himself killed because of that information. But at any rate, he was telling me the second confirmation that the ambassador's people had written a series of field reports and cable dispatches advising our State Department that the rebel factions had been armed with U.S. weapons. Now, my contention is this. If that is the case, why are that classified as a national security matter? Why can't they tell that woman why and how her son died? That's all she's asking for. Now, okay, if I'm getting on a soapbox, I'm getting on that soapbox.
I challenge the State Department to release those memos that the ambassador wrote to them 4 weeks, 2 months before the place was attacked.
Well, Tosh, let me just stop you. Tosh, let me stop you. I know you're at an airbase right now and got to go soon, but we'll do a little bit of overdrive for five more minutes into the fourth hour if you can do it. I want to be specific. I have Pentagon sources who say, well, said a week after that that's what happened, that the ambassador, and one of them got threatened and won't even come back on the show for 8 months after that happened, that the ambassador was saying no to giving Al-Qaeda heat-seeking missiles. And that they had three warehouses full of them. And so they just ordered them all killed using the Benghazi Al-Qaeda security force that Obama had hired. And that this was just trying to wipe out the witnesses of the weapons so they could also then expunge the cables. Is that what your NATO source told you?
That's what exactly happened. And that is known as a private company, a security company that was hired. Those weapons were U.S.-made weapons that came from the direct commercial sales program, legally transported by C-130s into Jordan, into Pakistan, into Turkey, and dispatched out of CIA safe houses into the Syrian rebels.
Unbelievable. Story. Stay there, sir. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. This is Bombshells.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm only doing five more minutes overdrive because I've got to go work on Obama deception, too. But Tosh Plumlee has testified before Congress multiple times in 1990, 91, and back in the 70s, the Church Committee. And I'll tell you, I was going down to the beach I guess it was Friday. I was driving down there to meet my dad and my son who were down there alligator hunting and fishing. Yes, we're pretty redneck, folks. And they'd be like Putin posing with dead alligators. But the point is I was driving down there, and Mars called and said, I want you to publish this story first and get Tosh Plumlee on. I said, I've heard that name. That's one of the Iran-Contra whistleblowers. He goes, yeah, this is really big. He's got sources on Benghazi, but it's really dangerous. Hours later, they get calls from Fox News. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'd first talked to him before I left that day here, and I mentioned on air he's got some Benghazi news, and Fox follows our show. You see him publish some of our stories. And so they're on it. I mean, this is a big deal. And Tosh, we've only got like 3 minutes left. I appreciate all your time today. I want to get you back up very soon. And I guess you wanted to get this testimony out for your own safety. But you're saying you talked to a high-level NATO officer, and he told you, again, in your own words, what happened at Benghazi? Because my intel is, from multiple sources, they killed the ambassador and his crew because they were saying no to giving missiles to Al-Qaeda.
They were not only saying no to giving missiles to Al-Qaeda. That was the second deal. We were giving a high-impact weapon to the Syrian rebels. Within that group was some of the Al-Qaeda members and so on like that, which pilfered those weapons and used them against our people. That's what the story is. That, in my opinion, is what the cover-up is. The story about someone doing a film that made the people go radical and go crazy over there was a cover story to cover a top-secret ongoing operation of arms shipments to the Syrian rebels, period. Before our president, commander-in-chief, decided that we needed to arm the Syrians. I am not a conspiracy person. This information that I got comes from multiple sources. It is, in other words, I'm going to get my ass reamed for talking to you the way that I'm talking. But that's the only thing that has kept people like me alive. They're going to come down on me like duck on crap. I know that. That's the reason I'm being so adamant to explain what happened to you. Back to Mrs. Smith. Tell her what happened to her son. Her son defended an ambassador that had uncovered tremendous arms shipments from the United States arsenal through the direct commercial sales program that was supposed to be monitored by the Blue Lantern Report, who someone dropped the ball someplace and those weapons were used to kill our ambassador.
So it wasn't just weapons gotten from Gaddafi in a cover-up. It was direct arming the rebels then, which Obama just signed an order to legalize 2 weeks ago, wasn't legal then.
Well, I'd go in and get the fuel receipts of the C-130s that flew out of certain places, like March Air Force Base and so on like that, get their flight plan, see where they went. They went to Jordan. There were other C-130s.
You're talking about Georgia on the Mediterranean. You're talking about...
Jordan.
How come
Jordan,
there were so many of them?
Middle Eastern country.
You know what? Jordan, I'll tell you what, Tosh, you better say everything. Have you said everything? Is there anything else? Because you know they'll probably kill you if you haven't said something else.
Well, no, they're going to kill me. I mean, they're going to have to kill a bunch of other guys because I put this stuff out in a very safe place, and so is my contact from the NATO over there, and so is my high-level military contact.
Listen, if you got more time, this is too important. Can you do 15 more minutes because this is a short segment? There's a long...
I'm here. As long as they don't fire these C-130s up in front of me so you can't hear me, I'll sit here because, look, I'm not trying to get publicity.
I know, sir. This is big news here because I have my sources, but...
All I'm trying to do... is get information so that Mrs. Smith can go direct to our president and please ask for the documentation that the State Department has that confirms that the...
Stay there. Coming back to you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Tosh Plumlee, Iran-Contra whistleblower, you name it, flew guns back to Castro under CIA orders, testified to the Church Committee. Just amazing that he's decided after years to go public and speak out again, still flying aircraft at a U.S. military base right now. Earlier, they fired up a C-130, you could hear it in the background, and he's hiding out on his extended lunch hour there on the cell phone talking to us. William Robert Tosh Plumlee, he goes by Tosh, is with us. We got 12 minutes left. Jim Mars, you haven't talked a lot here. We're hearing some incredible info, and we told everybody basically this a week after it happened from one Pentagon source that came on the air, Colonel Schaefer, who's run black ops all over the world, and then he got in a lot of trouble and said, well, I didn't mean exactly what I said, so he had to retract some things just so he didn't get in too much trouble. But he said what he said, and he knows he said it on air. And then he said all hell broke loose. And then we were the first to report this, by the way. I'm not bragging. No brag, just fact. It's actually, I wish other people were the first to break this, because we've had Saudi Arabian intelligence, that's clearly who it is, messing with my reporters, saying nice family, you know, videotaping them in the street. We've been getting a lot of death threats of the serious type. They are hopping mad right now, folks, that we exposed the rebels. We're given chemical weapons by Saudi Arabian intelligence. I mean, we're on the cutting edge of this, so I'm glad other people like Tosh Plumlee is going public. But I want Tosh to be able to finish up points and recap what he said. It's historic information here from multiple sources, including a NATO high-level military officer. But and I want Jim Mars to have some final comments here in a moment. But Tosh, from what I've been told, this has finally woken up the entire military. That's why the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said, you're not going to attack Syria. We're not backing al-Qaeda. This is over. The military is on the edge of mutiny. The vast majority of military and polls are against it. All the military I talked to knows that they were watching live feeds or talked to friends that saw live feeds from the Predators of the 6.5-hour gun battle as they were ordered to stand down. NATO all saw it. Everybody knows it was a hit. So here's my question. Did they pull off security and just let them kill them? Or did they order the Benghazi security, the al-Qaeda forces, to go kill them to get rid of the witnesses? Did they let them die for a cover-up, or were they involved in it? Or did your NATO source say anything? And is my information correct that this has the New World Order in deep trouble because so much of the military now understands how expendable they are?
Well, in my opinion, they came out here and they tried to turn that into political. In other words, it was a very serious situation that was rapidly developing over there. In other words, the State Department and other agencies refused or did not, they did not get back to them in time because they were concerned of how that was going to look politically. It would be a political bombshell if it was revealed that U.S. weapons at that point in time were being given to factions in the Middle East, through Turkey, Jordan, It would also expose methods and procedures. It would also expose our CIA safe houses that were operating in Jordan and other places, Pakistan and Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. It would expose those operations that were involved. It would expose our politicians on both sides of the aisle that was involved in corporate gain, in my personal opinion. So that had to be blocked. We had a military situation that had the military intelligence from that region over there, and it was about to explode. In other words, I think it was turned over in for political, for possible re-election campaigns or whatever the hell was going on at that period in time. Point is, those people got sold out. Her son got killed because of political tampering with a very volatile situation in the Middle East that was about to explode. And it did explode. And it has exploded. So, now, yeah, you're right. I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of guys out there. But maybe by me coming forward, you're going to get more confirmation from other people that actually were the boots on the ground that was over there at that time carrying out those covert missions, and they know exactly what happened. And the pilots that flew the guns and the ammunition from our U.S. bases to those areas, hopefully they will come out and get off their butts and come out here and take a risk with me.
So basically, Tosh,
what the hell is going on?
You're tired of watching all these people cowardly sit on the sidelines and let this type of stuff go on, so you're telling what you know to try to spur them to go public. They reported 2 weeks ago that a whole bunch of witnesses have had their identities changed under White House orders. Those people, I guarantee, are just waiting to be killed. From what I've learned and what Jim Garrison, who I know you know, said, the way to stay alive is to go public. What would you say to witnesses of Benghazi who are out there? I would tell them, go public or you're dead.
Well, let me put it this way. I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. If I was a government employee, by the laws that are on the book, it is my responsibility to come forward and tell my superiors and my supervisors exactly what I've been involved in as a government employee. If I suspect that I'm involved in an illegal operation, if I suspect that I'm involved in aiding a terrorist group, it is my responsibility as a government employee to report that to my supervisors. Now, in some cases, these men have reported that to their supervisors and their commanding officers. Some of them have gotten killed. One in particular was Colonel James Sabo of the Marine Corps Naval Air Station back in the 90s. He went forward on a gun-running operation down to Coro Quintero, Guatemalan guerrillas being trained at a secret base down in Mexico. He got killed for that information. They tried to say it was suicide. Okay, it was not a suicide. It was an outright hit. The people that was involved in that supposed situation, that was an outright hit. They look, the reason I'm being so adamant is I don't want one of these black ops hits hitting me or my family. So I need the support because I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. I can talk. I don't have to worry about my pension. I don't have to worry about my star. I don't have to worry about, am I going to get a new rank for playing ball with the politicians that are taking over the military-industrial complex? My opinion. Does that explain anything, Alex?
No, it certainly does. I'm just advising people that have direct knowledge who haven't already been killed. They're saying a bunch of Benghazi people have changed their identities and will never be seen again. They probably changed their identities like Jimmy Hoffa.
Look, most of the people that do these extreme black ops are working under cutout names. My name was, I'm not even going to go into that. That's not important. But there is a system out there that is in place that is pilfering and stealing from the American people for profit, for gain, corporations, contractors, people that get out of the military and go to work for a contractor and go security, go over, get involved, follow the money. Find out where these guys are going for. Go into Qatar. Go into Jordan. Go into Turkey. Go into Pakistan. Get these safe houses. Bring this stuff forward and advise the American people. Mainstream media will not touch this kind of information. Number one, it's their responsibility to bury it. Now, I'm hoping that some of my crews that I'm familiar with will come forward and say, well, this is what I did, but if they do, they will lose their pension, and they will have the Internal Revenue on their ass before sundown.
Alex, if I can jump in here and try to put all this together, this everything we're talking about, it ties right into everything that you talk about constantly on InfoWars, which is the dark center of the New World Order, if you will, okay, or what Bill Moyers calls the shadow government. And at the very center, it's the money. It's all about the money. And who handles the money? The international banks, the big guys, okay? Citibank, J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. All right? And then, so these are the, this is the money that is greasing the shadow government, which is actually running the United States, not our elected officials, not the Constitution. And this is why it's so important for this information to get out to everyone so they can start dealing from a position of reality instead of operating with rose-colored glasses in la-la land.
And Jim, it's getting more reckless, and they're using the Al-Qaeda threat to take our liberties. These corporations and groups are out of control to the point of the British won't even launch this attack on Syria, knowing it's going to start World War III. These people are out of control, and I salute you and Tosh Plumlee. 1 minute final comment from you, Jim. 1 minute final comment from Plumlee.
Well, mine's real simple. People have got to wake up, start listening to alternative media, educating themselves so we can turn this country around and go back to the principles of freedom and liberty that it was founded upon.
JimMars.com is the website. Okay, Tosh, final comments.
My final comment is the reason I'm doing this is I want my country back. I'm a patriot. I'm an American citizen. And I have fought hard all of my life. I'm 76 years old, and it's time to put this shit to bed.
Amen, brother.
Yes, it is time to put this globalist garbage to bed. It is time to turn things around. Things are getting so crazy, and the criminals are so out of control. We're actually the criminals' best friend because they're going to end up destroying themselves and everybody with them if they don't stop. These people don't know when to quit.
Well, that's my opinion, and back to Mrs. Smith. I hope that this broadcast will get some people in D.C. off their butt and communicate with that woman and let her know what happened to her son. I think every mother needs to know when their son is lost in battle for the sake of this country and the patriotism of this country, they need to know what happened.
I agree with you, Tosh. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon and hopefully get you back up in the next week or so. You too, Jim. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, folks, what we know from this is that Tosh Plumlee is someone who's testified repeatedly and been proven accurate before Congress. He's saying he has a high-level NATO source that said that the State Department was transferring weapons directly to the Al-Qaeda forces, Syrian rebels, and that they basically took out the ambassador and others because they were complaining. And that's what I have from other sources as well. But this is from somebody who's talked to the NATO person who witnessed it and knew about it. This is big. This is big. This is dangerous. We're going to get articles out on InfoWars.com in the next 4 or 5 hours on this.